message about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Good morning. And thank you for joining me.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Tell that to the guys making $10 an hour. Joining me now to talk about this and the nation's real problem of joblessness, the Reverend Al Sharpton. What's your reaction to hearing someone say, you know, when it comes to income inequality, all's well. The rising tide floats all boats.
I'm Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Right. I don't. You know, I'm so sorry. The script in front of me said Reverend Al Sharpton. I'm looking at your face. I know who you are, Reverend Jackson. We all do. I'm sorry.
Affirmative action was designed to keep women and minorities in competition with each other to distract us while white dudes inject AIDS into our chicken nuggets. That's a metaphor.
And now.
Now, I don't know if I appreciate how this conversation's turning, Tom.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show, and it is Tuesday morning.
And it is time for your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067 to give us a call, get on the air toll free on any topic, and we give you a prize. By the way, just for the record, I miss the days of Blovember. That used to get me fired up and ready to go every morning back when it was Blovember.
Sure, yeah.
And then Lisa would bring in gifts on Fridays. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's my month, right?
For you. For the rest of us, it was Monday through Friday, you know, every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then I got
anyway,
tired.
1-800-520-1067. Yeah, it's not really fair when you also then have to talk all day for a living.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's just that's asking too much for Lisa to do for one day. Here's an interesting story, I think. What is the assumed risk when you are playing golf? If you get hit in the head, in fact, hit in the eye socket and blinded in one eye on a golf course, can you sue the golfer that hit the ball?
No, that's dumb. It's on you.
That's my take. Yeah, I think it's the risk that you take.
You're on the course. That's,
well, I mean, it's one in a million, but
it's not like you're walking down the street and a golf ball hits you in the eye.
Right.
You're on a golf course where balls are flying.
And they're not testing you for people for accuracy when they get out there. Everybody gets to play.
This is a case in New York of two friends who were part of a foursome that were playing golf and play together quite a bit. And by the way, all the men involved in the case are medical doctors, too. Dr. Anoop Kapoor and Dr. Azad Anand are both in the appeals court in New York today. Lower court ruling, by the way, ruled that, you do take that primary risk when you step out onto the golf course.
Right.
But the doctor who is blinded in one eye says, hey, how about a little heads up? How about at least yelling four before you hit the ball so that I know that it's coming? What happened is the doctor hit a shot that was so bad that it did not go straight.
Right.
It went off to the side and whacked his friend right in the head. His friend wasn't looking, didn't know that the ball was coming, didn't know that his golf partner was teeing off at that point. So he's like, it's customary to yell four, and the reason you do that is to give people a heads up that there's a ball hurtling toward them.
Yeah, it is. I don't know where they came up with four, but that is what you're supposed to yell if you're going to hit somebody.
Right, and when you tee off, you don't – aren't the people that you're playing with supposed to be behind you?
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Hmm. Right. Yeah. And this guy was to the side because the shot, it was one of those shots that just like, you know, like when you see, Kevin throw out a first pitch at a baseball game, there's no telling where it's going to go.
Oh, it went straight sideways?
Yeah.
Yeah. It went sideways.
You don't have time to yell four.
Well, you might, but he's not going to have time to get out of the way.
No, you can yell four so at least the other people in your party can watch, though.
No, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. You yell, you hit the ball, and then if it's heading towards someone, you yell four to give them a heads up.
That's usually, that's how it's done.
You don't yell four before you hit every single shot. Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you what happened, and I'm just telling you what he's alleging.
Is he suing?
That's why it's in the appeals court. Right, yeah.
But of course he can't probably work anymore. Kenny, what kind of doctor is he?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. I'm interested in finding out
surgeon
what he is.
Problem.
Surgeon, yeah.
Surgeon problem, yeah.
Right.
Dentist,
no big deal. Probably okay.
You can do with one eye.
Anyway, so interesting case. I'll definitely be taking a look at that. By the way, that's a bad day on the golf course when you come home blind in one eye. That's not what you expect.
I was playing golf with my brother, and we used to just screw around. You throw a tee at a guy when he's hitting the ball, and you just mess with him. You yell things,
right?
And somebody yelled four from a long ways away. And so I was like, oh, my God, there must be a ball coming through me. So I turned and ran as fast as I could. Now, mind you, I didn't know where the ball was.
Right.
But I figured if they were yelling four, it was coming right at where I was standing. So I ran 40 yards, maybe, right into the ball.
Did it hit?
Hit me in the thigh. But I couldn't see it. So imagine these guys hit it, and then they yell four, and then they see dumb me way down there, and I run right over and get hit by the ball. I couldn't have... If I wanted to get hit by the ball, I couldn't have done it.
That's but awesome.
Just turned four and ran.
So if you had just stood still...
Stood still, it would have hit 40 yards away. No problem.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah. I sued him. I won. All right. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Warren Miller is out with a new one, this time called Wintervention. It is December 2nd through the 10th. We got tickets for you to go see that, plus a pair of tickets to Ski Dazzle, December 2nd through the 5th. That's happening at the L.A. Convention Center. Get details on all of this at warrenmiller.com, 1-800-520-1067. Again, every day in the last week or so, every call has been sports-related. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't know what's going on. Nothing other than sports
going on.
I guess. Let's try Hector line one to get us going on the Kevin and Bean Show for Tuesday. Hey, Hector. What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
What it do, baby?
What it do?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about the news, but apparently Margarito's career is over. His boxing career is over because the doctors won't release him to fight anymore because he fractured too much of his eye, of under his eye. And
fractured his cheekbone right there?
Yeah, he fractured his cheekbone in too many places, and he can no longer fight. So his boxing career is practically over.
Well, is it practically over, or is it over?
No, it's over because okay. he can risk having
too much damage.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And now his corner is pretty much going after the referee for not stopping the fight because of so much damage.
Oh, no kidding! Wow.
Yeah, so...
That's rough.
They're making a big deal out of it, but, you know, it is what it is.
It's funny, by the way, that they would... and I don't know if they're going to sue or not, because that seems to be the theme of the day, is suing for playing sports. But it's funny that they would, quote-unquote, go after the referee for not stopping the fight, when Margarito could have quit any time he wanted.
And his corner could have thrown in the towel anytime
right,
they
exactly. They could have thrown in the towel. So, yeah. I mean, it's kind of on them, really, more than it is on the ref, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he was more into his pride, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to go a full 12 rounds. And that's with Manny Pacquiao letting off, you know, towards the end of the fight.
Pacquiao is just a monster for a little midget.
Well, like I said, pow, 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 bang, bang.
Bang, bang, right.
Bang, bang.
Nice play-by-play, Hector. Well done.
I heard thank Margarito just went to scratch his face, but his gloves were filled with cement, and he actually broke his own eye socket. So that's what you get when you cheat, man.
Shouldn't do that.
No.
John, line two, welcome to the Kevin DeMeat Show. What it do?
What it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
I just want to talk about the domination by the Philadelphia Eagles last night. I'm a huge Eagles fan. I love the fact the Redskins gave McNabb a ton of money and didn't produce at all. I love it.
Yeah. I didn't see the game. How'd it go last night?
Oh, I didn't know. Were the Eagles playing last night?
Yeah, sure.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know.
Ralph wearing an Eagles jersey?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Eagles!
I'll let Ralph recap for you, Kevin, but I will tell you that here are the words that I heard last night. The most points that a visiting team has ever scored in the history of the NFL in the first quarter.
Wow.
That's all. About that?
Yep. That's all. Just that?
That's all.
It was 28-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Most points ever scored in the first half by a team on Monday Night Football. Just record after record was falling last night. Over 400 yards of offense from Michael Vick.
They're saying maybe the greatest single performance by a quarterback in the modern era of the NFL.
That's all. I think he'd be
just
the MVP
that.
This season.
You think Michael Vick might be the MVP?
He has the highest pass and of a quarterback rating in the NFL right now. If he keeps going like this, I think he'll be the MVP.
Yeah, he's missed a couple of games. He's got to put together, you know, a few games in a row like he's done now and keep playing like that. But it's very possible he could be the MVP. It's very exciting.
It was fairly shocking last night.
I thought it was going to be a close game, but
it's shocking in the NFL when anyone dominates that much because it's pretty, you know, the league's pretty even.
So Bean texts me last night in the middle of the game and says, come on, even you now must be bored by this, right?
Well, when there's no possibility of a close game or a comeback at that point,
Bean does not understand.
That's the best thing ever.
Bean doesn't understand that you're rooting for a team so you don't want a close game.
No!
He doesn't understand that.
When you're winning the game from the first quarter on, it's just the greatest feeling in the world.
It's just a party. You celebrate for the rest of the game.
Look, you can be happy that you win, but it's not exciting to watch it.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to stress about it. You just watch
touchdown after touchdown. You just watch eight different guys score touchdowns.
Every single one better than the last.
So I bailed and caught up on Dexter at some point, but they only ended up with 59 points, right? They didn't score anymore after that, right? Did they pull Vic out eventually?
100.
No, Vic played the whole game.
They pulled him out with 2 minutes left. And they got to the two-minute warning, they put Cobb in to sort of mop up and just take a knee. But I kept saying, get him out of there! Because it was a wet field, and I was scared to death something freakish was going to happen. He was going to thighs him in his leg or something, and it was going
to
be all over.
So it's 59 to what?
59 to 28.
Wow.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Magical.
But didn't you want it to be closer?
No!
Oh, all right.
Thank you for the call,
Jeff. I want more points. I wanted 800 points.
You would have taken 800.
Easily, yes.
Okay. I'm sure they mentioned it. I did not see. What is the record for points scored by a team in an NFL game?
I think it's 65.
Wow, so they were real close to that.
They were close, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It was very exciting.
You and John.
Good time. I love that.
Bean has never understood that about you're rooting for a team and they blow out. And
that's what you want. You want to blow out so badly.
But he thinks it can't be interesting that way.
Look, I have teams that I root for. If the Mariners are up 10-0 in the first inning, I'm ecstatic that they're going to win the game. It doesn't mean at that point it's an exciting game. Well, that's all
baseball.
I'm saying.
It's baseball. It would be 1-1 in the ninth inning. It wouldn't be exciting because it's baseball.
1-1 in the ninth inning is about the most exciting kind of game there is. And by the way, I saw a Mariners game one time where they were up by 11 and lost. So, I mean, it does happen.
Right. But, that's why you don't want to mess around with it. You don't want them to come back and make it close.
Piling on.
The thing is that as a Mariner and Seahawk fan. Bean's not accustomed to his team being ahead by
a lot. He doesn't know what it feels
like.
Yeah.
That's true.
What is this blowout you speak of?
This cannot be interesting. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
We have a word in the theater. Showstopper.
Yes, we do. And today, there's not a lot of those. I'll be honest with you. There's not a lot of showstoppers.
Okay.
We have Don't Touch My Junk. I don't know if you've seen this video. But it's a guy going through security at an airport, and TSA says he turns down the scan thing, and they say, okay, we're going to hand search you, and then they explain to him how they're going to do it. And they've gotten much more thorough with their hand searching.
Is this the guy that recorded it on his phone?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And that's just the tip of the spear of the bigger problem, which is that there's a worldwide revolt going on about TSA methods, about how intrusive and invasive they're getting, and they're taking naked pictures of you, and they're rubbing you.
And, I like it. I didn't rub me enough.
And now we're getting to the point where there are some asshats that are trying to start, you know, a protest the day before Thanksgiving to have everybody refuse going through, you know, the metal detector, and instead get a hand search just to try to slow things down as much as possible to, quote-unquote, send a message to the government. So it's become a pretty big deal.
Seems to me like that's an easy call for the government just to go, all right, don't fly.
Yeah.
And that's what the head of the TSA says. Yeah. You're free to go some other way, not on an airplane if that's what you want.
So the guy explains to him, hey, I'm going to search your hand here, then I'm going to put my hand on your hip, and then your upper thigh. I started, you know, hey,
what
all
was
right.
his problem with the machine?
I don't know.
A lot of people don't want that, you know, that kind of image. Well, we'll talk about it later. We'll get your takes on it. I'd love to speak with somebody from the TSA later when we have that conversation.
Yeah, that'd be good. Eddie F., comedian, will be in the studio today.
Very funny.
Funny dude.
We have Bean's Death Corner.
Not this funny.
Not as funny, but sometimes can be.
It can be.
Can be funny. Yeah. Death can be funny. Bean loves all death, but for the rest of us, it can be funny. Sarah Palin has a new TV show, Sarah Palin's Alaska.
Huge hit.
Yeah.
Huge money. Yeah. $1 million an episode, you guys told
what
me
a waste.
Yesterday.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
More details on Miss Double December. It's time now. It's time now for you to enter if you'd like to be next year's Miss Double December. We'll talk to this year's Miss Double December, Danielle.
Okay.
And we're going to announce night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Woohoo!
2010. Woo! Night number two at 7:15 this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Today is the day on the Kevin and Bean Show. Details on night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas concert. Hang on, that'll be coming up before you know it. Don't miss it. Ralph Garman is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Kevin and Bean Tuesday show. What's going on?
Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Did they play?
Oh, did they ever? Come on now, seriously. You didn't watch the game, Kevin?
No.
What's wrong with you? All of America's eyes were turned. towards land over Maryland. Yes.
Yes. Where were you?
I was in bed. But
so weak.
But I felt a pull toward the TV. I got to get over there and watch football.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. All right, let's talk about Celebrity Sick Bay, shall we? This is sad news. I don't like her, but I don't wish this on anyone. Rosie O'Donnell said yesterday that after a routine checkup, doctors found two lumps in her breasts. They may have been her breasts, quite frankly. I've seen them. They look a little lumpy. Rosie said they're getting both biopsied, but doctors told her, odds are it's probably nothing. However, you have to keep in mind, breast cancer killed Rosie's mom at the age of 39 years old.
Oh, wow.
When she was just 11. And as you can imagine, it is a difficult situation, best for any woman to go through. So although I'm not a fan, I do wish her the best and hope that it is indeed nothing and there's no issues. But
I like her less than you do. And I hope nothing comes of it.
Yeah. Which is rare for you, Kevin. Yeah, I know. Usually you're wishing death left and right on people.
Not for real.
I'll go ahead and be the one
not
who speaks for most people listening.
No,
it says,
no.
I hope this is what takes her down.
No, sorry. Keyboard cat says no.
Sorry. Overruled by a cat.
Heard you guys talking about Sarah Palin's show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, over on the TLC channel. It drew in, 5 million viewers on Sunday night.
Yeah. What? On TLC?
Biggest ever program launch in the TLC history.
Wow.
Isn't that, that's like Mad Men numbers, right? I mean, that's
better
really,
than Mad Men.
Really big.
That's monster numbers for basic cable. Wow. Not the biggest show ever for the cable network, however, because John and Kate Plus 8 once drew 10 million viewers.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So you can imagine, but still a major, major hit for the network. No word on whether those numbers will carry on for the remaining 7 episodes, but still, can't complain about that out of the gate.
What do you guys think about those who say that it's less than presidential, if that's what her ambition is, to show her in this light?
I say those rules don't really exist anymore.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Not in the world of modern media.
It does nothing but contribute to her celebrity, and that's what people tend to vote for now.
The minute Bill Clinton played saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show, it was like, we are entering a new world.
But what it doesn't do is answer the questions that some people have, which is she actually capable of carrying out those duties? It does nothing to answer those questions.
But that doesn't matter, though, if you can watch her catch a fish and be entertained by it.
It doesn't matter to some people, but the undecided people, I think it matters to.
I think it matters more how she handles a rod and reel.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's what I want in a president.
That can tell you a lot about a person.
That's right.
Because I'll tell you what. Look, say what you will about Sarah Palin. President Obama couldn't do half the stuff she probably does out there in the tundra.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I don't see her cleaning fish, or I can't see him doing that or going out and hunting.
You can't field dress a moose.
Right, exactly.
And you need that as a president.
Yeah, what happens after the apocalypse when we're all living on the land?
That's right, man.
I want my leader to be able to start fire from twigs and catch me a bald eagle to eat.
He would serve her in basketball, though.
Oh, that's true.
She considers
herself quite the little player, too. That's how they should settle it. If she runs against him in the next election, they should just play one-on-one. Or a really good game of horse.
But in fairness, it would have to be one-on-one in basketball and then one-on-one in hockey. In fairness.
Right. Yeah. Not a lot of black hockey players.
Not a lot, but they're getting more and more.
And while we're touching on sports, David Beckham in the news. Dave's got some free time in his hands now. And apparently he says he's been playing the new boxing video game where you, what's the name of the controller where you don't, it's not like Wii where you hold something, it's just the
Kinect,
that's it. Kinect. They've been playing the boxing game, and his wife Posh Spice has won every match so far and knocked him out a few times.
No wow. kidding.
All right. No shock there.
Yeah, she has quite a right hook, and she keeps knocking me out. It's very, very frustrating.
So wait, that's his plan now that he's not playing for the Galaxy in the offseason?
He's just going to play the boxing video game with his wife, yeah.
All right.
I saw some footage, and correct me if I'm wrong, but does David Beckham take his hair, which is about 3 inches long, and make a little ponytail on top of his head?
Like a Genghis Kong.
Yeah. And it's about a half an inch long, and it just sits on top of his head.
Not always, but he certainly
does. Does he do that?
He certainly did this past Sunday.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
It's not like he's got just the hair in his face and he's got to pull it back.
Yeah.
No way. Not ever.
Yeah, he does.
Not ever.
He does that occasionally.
He's got a goofy little ponytail on top of his head. It looks like the goon from Popeye.
It's a top knot, is what it is.
Oh.
I've rocked that before. It's not a good look.
I'd put my money on him pulling it off more than you, Bean.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's funny, by the way, that as soon as Ralph mentioned the words David Beckham, all of a sudden Kevin had to sit down real fast. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, how dare you? Doesn't want to knock Doc Mike over with Thicky.
How dare you?
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Marg Helgenberger.
Ooh, yeah.
From CSI. She is 52 years old today. That's a pretty
good looking 52. Looking 52. Yeah.
Lisa Bonet of the Cosby Kids, 43 years old today. Martha Plimpton, actress, can currently be seen on Raising Seattle.
Hope.
That's it, yeah. Have you watched that show, Raising Hope?
Yep.
Pretty good.
No.
It's pretty good. Kevin, watch it.
I don't have time.
It's a funny show.
That's great. I don't have time to.
You watch Three and a Half Men.
Make some time.
Not very often.
And Two and a Half Men, too, he watches.
That one, too.
Yeah.
Three and a Half's the one in 3D.
That's the sequel.
Yeah.
And actress Maggie Gyllenhaal, of course, from The Dark Knight and other feature films. She is 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All the details on the 21st annual Almost K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Night number two coming up at 7:15 this morning on the world famous K-Rock. 7:15 this morning. Right now it is 6:09.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. By the way, in a few minutes we have to start discussing. I didn't realize until yesterday that Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Which means theoretically next week we're supposed to be calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline, and I got to figure out a way to put a stop to that. So we will discuss that coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in the Kevin and Bean Show.
I've been the lone voice of reason for too long. It's about time somebody came over to my side,
Well, you're so wrong.
The farmer's coming around.
Yeah, the farmer's coming around.
You're so wrong on Halloween spooks that sometimes we can't just give you the benefit of the doubt on the Butterball Turkey Hotline. All right, Ralph was talking a little while ago about Sarah Palin's Alaska, which is a new TV show featuring the former vice presidential candidate for the 2008 presidential election. And it was a huge hit. 5 million viewers on a channel that I guarantee most people on the street couldn't even tell you where it is on their TV. The TLC channel.
Yeah.
What do they have on TLC, by the way? What are their big shows over there?
Isn't that where the John and Kate was on? Yeah.
What Not to Wear is a big show on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
a
terrible
Cake
show.
Boss, that's your show, right, Kevin?
Cake Boss. Yeah.
So apparently, and we were told this is our first chance to actually see it, but we were told when the program was announced that this wasn't going to have anything to do with politics. This was just Sarah Palin showing off her home state of Alaska, which she is so proud. I heard she got paid a ton of money for this, by the way. But I didn't get a chance to see it, Kevin. I understand you got some highlights for us of Sarah Palin's Alaska.
I love Alaska. This is my home. I understand the uniqueness of this land. It's about family. It's community. That's what the Alaskan spirit is, and we're proud of it. I concluded that it'd be a lot easier to save myself from a crevasse by just not falling in one. That was a eureka moment. That was cool. I would describe myself, my family, as just normal, average, everyday Americans. This is what life is all about. And on a really clear day, you can see Russia from here. Almost.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Look at her making fun of herself.
Come on. Is she allowed to do that?
No.
All right. Well, we got Governor Palin on the phone with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show to find out more about this smash hit on TLC. Hi, Ms. Palin. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's so great to be talking to you again. And I'm surprised that two guys like you from the lamestream media are even talking to me about this whole thing. Gosh darn it.
Well, you've become quite the little entertainment star as a result of this big debut on Sunday night. You must be very happy about it.
Oh, we're just happy that all of America are getting to see how great Alaska is. We're so proud of it, and it's just the greatest state, and everyone gets to see how great it is. Wink.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're on the phone, so people know you're winking?
Sure, because you can't see me, because look at me, I'm on a phone.
That's true.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
So you did some rock climbing and some fishing.
Oh, sure.
That's what was going on.
That's what you do in Alaska. You get out there with nature, and you just show yourself old. Here's the real America here, out in the wilderness, and with the bears and the eagles and all kinds of other football team named things. It's just so much fun.
Right now, are you allowed to make fun of You Can See Alaska from here? Because I think
you
think you're not.
Russia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure, I can see Alaska from Alaska. No. Russia from Alaska. I can see it all.
You can see Russia from here. I think maybe you're the one that said that, so you probably shouldn't be making fun of yourself.
I'm allowed to because, look, I'm not in the left-wing bleedia like you are.
How do you do it?
But I think it's okay to make a mistake and go back and make fun of yourself and show that we're just regular Americans who just have a lot of money and a TV show.
You know, the one thing I got from watching watching the clips, Governor, is I guess I forgot how many kids you and Todd have. I mean, I knew you had the one on Dancing with the Stars, Bristol, and then sure. I knew you had the tiny little funny-looking one,
yeah.
but I didn't realize you had so many. Twig, I think yeah. that's his name, right? Who are all these other kids? I couldn't even keep track of them all. Do you remember what all their names are?
Yeah, we got Loisha.
Loisha?
Really?
Yeah.
Loisha?
Not heard of that one.
We got Carl.
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 We've
all
got right. Nikolai.
Are you making these names up?
We've got Borat.
Borat?
Yeah. You have a Borat in the yeah. family?
Well, we just call him that because of the mustache.
Sure.
I see. Okay.
We got Louis.
Louis.
Okay, none of these sound right. I don't
Angelina.
Know. No.
We got Frodrick.
I'm sorry, what was that last one?
Frodrick.
I don't think you have that many. I think yeah. you're out now.
We got Tito.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're just making fun. Hey, do I hear a bear near where you're talking to us right now?
Oh, sure. That's where you know, that's the thing about Alaska. Sometimes you just run into all kinds of wildlife, and you can't always predict what's going to happen.
Well, you can predict what a bear's going to do, though, pretty regularly.
That's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Governor.
Mama Grizzly, how are you? Are you just looking forward to taking back America? I know I am. All the Mama Grizzlies are out here, and the Ant Penguins, and the Niece Wombats, and the Sister Crayfish. They're all here, and we're all just fighting for America. It's great.
Okay, don't try to engage a bear, though. Go ahead and get as far away from that as you can, Governor.
Oh, Mama
seriously.
Mama Grizzly, give me a big hug, why don't you?
Just oh, no, don't.
All right.
Hello?
Somebody call Todd.
You, yesterday morning, we made the announcement of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Saturday, December 11th. Night number one is Smashing Pumpkins, Social D, My Chemical Romance, Bad Religion, Jimmy Eat World, Cake, A Day to Remember, The Dirty Heads, Anne Berlin, and Switchfoot. Tickets go on sale Thursday at noon for Street Team members. So you got to go to krock.com and become a Street Team member. Very simple, and then they'll give you a password on Thursday, and then you can get in and buy tickets for night number one.
But what have you done for me lately? Why am I not hearing details about night number two? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, what about that?
Bitch.
Kevin. Yeah, 7:15 this morning.
Greedy bastard.
Night number two.
Yeah.
All the details on night number two at 7:15 this morning on the world famous K-Rock. It is 25 minutes after 6.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got a little thing called the Afro Line, which is our 24-hour-a-day voicemail that we have set up for you to leave messages on any topic. That number is 323-520-AFRO. Tip of the hat, by the way, to our friend Jimmy Kimmel, who actually came up with that name. There's no reason why it should have Afro in the title. But it's it does.
Funny. But tip of the hat.
It's funny. It's tip of the hat. Right. Exactly.
Wow. The Clippers suck.
Yeah, that's not even fun anymore.
Well, they've got a couple wins, right? They've won half their game so far. Is that what they're...
No. No, they were one in... What are they? 1-7?
1-all, I think.
1-9? Not having a great time.
So that was a fight.
Oh, did not need that.
Needed it. A, needed it. And B, we appreciate the identification. Because I wasn't sure at first what it was.
Awesome Town, USA. Yeah, please. I'll tell you where Awesome Town is. In Lisa Bay's bed. Oh, yeah. Oh, you made it.
Now, wow. I would get behind renaming Lisa's Pants Awesome Town because that earns it, right? That's got something to back it. You can't
sure.
call Santa Clarita, California, Awesome Town.
Certainly
I'm sorry.
Got a bigger population than Santa Clarita.
Oh,
so I'm
oh,
saying.
Yeah. Oh.
See, a lot of people have been there is what I'm saying.
Look what you
a lot
did.
Of people
I
lived, don't understand. A lot of people moved in there.
What you're saying.
All I'm saying is a lot of people
coming
were
up
there.
In about 10
a
minutes.
A lot of people.
Got
not
it.
A small amount.
Correct.
Many, many, many citizens.
Men
and
it's women.
Mostly temporary housing.
That's true.
That's
yes.
right.
People rent, but they never buy.
Why won't anyone live there, Lisa? You ever stop and think about that?
Coming up soon, Bean Death's Corner. Bean's Death Corner.
That too.
Which he loves so much.
Hey, Bean, if you really like death so much, you know, I'm just thinking, you should probably give it a shot.
Please do this for me when it is my time, and I'm yes. really excited about it too. Feature me on a future Bean's Death Corner, just in my honor, if you will.
Nope.
Okay.
We're just going to move on. Life for the living.
Here's a dude that's flipping around the TV, and he happens to come across Fox, and it happens to be at the wrong time.
Omar. Oh, my God, Omar. I hope this isn't clean. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm watching. I'm changing it. Oh, my God, I hit 11 accidentally. Dude, I'm sorry if you have to watch that, dude. That.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that at the end.
Might have been Bones.
Could have been Bones.
Could have been Bones by accident.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, look, Omar, your glee hatred is useless this time because I watched that manly coach lady confess that she had never been kissed before, and it was a touch head when the teacher decided and kiss her on the lip. I love glee.
Nice effort. Couldn't even say it.
That was a good delivery, right?
It was. Well done. One man show.
Whoa. I got a joke for you. What do you get when a girl has sex with a smurf? You get the blue waffle! Gotta go to IHOP. Get me a blue waffle!
Yeah, he way oversold that.
Wow. And if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I wonder what that means. Trust me, you don't want to know.
Nope.
You do not. And this is not a, hey, we're going to tell you.
Google the words Blue Waffle.
Do not go to Blue Waffle.
Don't do that. You can't get that time back.
Do not get that.
We have a favorite singer on the show that we all, I think, agree is probably the best singer in the world.
This is Wing, and I would like now to present you with the newest single off my album. Please enjoy all the relaxations. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne, for calling in.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And finally, we're having some arguments behind the scenes here, and it's all based around this.
There it is. Now, Butterball Turkey Hotline.
I'm usually on my own in
this
room.
That time of year.
I'm usually on my own in this room, and I've been fighting against this since the first time we did it because it's dumb.
And wrongly so.
And not funny at
all.
Genius. We call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yes.
Bean plays the part of the farmer, and he's trying to catch his turkey. And
see?
Ralph,
that's not what the line
Ralph's
is for.
Ralph's the turkey.
The line is you buy a frozen turkey and how you cook that. And you're asking advice for how to catch a live turkey, and they're ill-prepared for those sort of questions.
Right, and it wasn't funny the first time,
it's
and it's
hilarious.
Not been funny one time since, so I always
they're
fight against it.
They're backed into a corner because it's not their field of expertise.
But, Ralph, I think you're going to be a little dismayed in the fact that Bean is coming over to my side.
I don't know.
Side.
I heard Bean laughing pretty hard as we were just describing it right there.
I have to be honest. I was pretty much dead set against it until I heard Ralph describe it. It does sound funny.
It actually does sound funny.
But I know
you're
it
not
isn't.
Prepared for that question.
Wait a minute. Bean, you've been setting me up.
No, I haven't. I haven't been setting you up.
You
look,
able.
here's my whole thing, okay?
Not
the premise. The premise is very funny, and we've had some enormously successful calls that have been very entertaining for that. I mean, the legend was made in the early years of calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yes.
My fear is what has happened is the last couple of years, A, we've gotten the same lady who answered the phone, who was already on to our BS, and B, she didn't really do much in terms of playing along because she knew she was just humoring a couple of wacky radio guys. You know what I mean?
Right, so let's not do it.
So we lost all of the inherent drama in the poor person on the other phone being stuck, as Ralph described, in a situation where they're not sure how to
there
answer these questions.
A ton of drama there.
That's what I thought, too. So if it worked and if it were awesome, of course I'd still be into it, but I just feel like Butterball is onto us. And we're
Butterball
not.
Butterball is onto you.
Butterball is onto us. Is that code?
No, you know what I'm saying?
Onto us. Butterball is onto us.
So I'm kind of torn. I don't know what to do now.
Well, maybe there's a brand new cooking hotline we can find and locate between now and Thanksgiving, and we spring this on an unsuspecting victim.
Because then it'll be funny?
Yes!
It's not been funny once.
But I can't catch the turkey, ma'am. I'd love to be able to prepare it, but I can't get my hands around it. It's moving too fast.
See
that's the kind of comedy
funny.
We do.
That's funny. You should both kill yourself.
All right. We may. I hate to say this, but maybe next week as we get closer to the actual call date, we may have to turn it over to the listeners for a Kevin Bean Scientific Survey. I'm afraid.
Sweet comedy.
Yeah. Details coming up on the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas at 7:15 this morning. Right now it is 6:40.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. By the way, very, very funny comedian Eddie Ifs joins us later on the program. I think, is he next hour or hour after that? Or
hour after that, I think. Yep.
All right. Very funny guy. Definitely worth sticking around for. Ralph's got the showbiz beat in minutes. Right now, though, it's time for Bean's Death Corner. Hit it, Steve.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
It is true that I do love death, by the way.
And this is weird in that most of us don't mind death as far as long as it's somebody that's far enough removed that we don't know them.
Right.
If we know them, then it gets worse. And if it's your family, then it's just destroys you. But for being across the board, happy.
I don't know that that's
across
true.
Across the board.
I don't know that I'm happy if I lose family members. Maybe some of you guys would be all right,
did
but I'm just saying.
Did you come into this show the day after your mother passed away and make a joke about her passing away?
All I said was you guys were suckers because I wasn't going to have to buy a Mother's Day gift this year. That's all. Doesn't mean I wasn't still upset to see her go, but
so
I also looked at the bright
yes.
side.
The
I look at the bright
after.
Side. Right, but not now.
I was
saving...
blown away. I was like, wow.
I was saving $25, though. That's what I was looking at.
Right.
All right, let's move on to today's okay. Bean's Death Corner. It's funny you should bring up parents, Kevin, because two of today's Death Corner stories involve people killing their own parents.
Oh,
And you don't want that. This one from Miami, Florida.
You do, but we don't.
Bo, the chief should be looking out.
Yeah.
He should be sleeping with one eye open. Bo Bruneau is his name, a guy who had already been arrested 10 times previously for threatening to kill his mother. As recently as September 30th, he was arrested for threatening to kill his mom. Now, why the mom still let the kid live with her, I'm not sure at this point. But as far as I'm concerned, she had it coming. I mean, the guy couldn't have given her any more signals, right?
She certainly should have made different decisions along the way, I'll tell you
right.
that.
Yeah, he's 29 years old. She's 62. He eventually did, as I said, on October 30th, break down and kill mom. He told the police he killed her because he was tired of her yelling at him. Listen to some of the things that mom was yelling at poor Bo about. When she caught him trying to poison her by putting lithium in her drink, she caught him and yelled at him. That was very upsetting to the man.
Well, she should have been more understanding.
Then, and I wish there were more details in this newspaper article, then he hatched a second plan to kill her that involved interrupting her shower by fondling himself.
Well, now, he thought she would slip or something?
Wait a minute.
I don't know. I want more. I want to know more.
I don't. That's his mom.
This sounds like a little game they played. Try to figure out how I'm going to try to kill you today. Okay, son.
All right.
Well, I'll spare you some of the details, but he did eventually come after her with a hammer, by the way, and to make sure the job was done, he not only cut out her heart, but he cut out her brain before he himself called 911 on her.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow, that's crazy beyond words.
So that is a guy who is serious about making sure mom's not coming back. The other story involving a man, this time killing his father, a 22-year-old in Mexico City, Gustavo Barrera, an honor roll student, by the way, at Mexico's National University, killed his 16-year-old father. He stabbed him in the stomach with a screwdriver. Now, that's not where this story gets interesting. After he realized what he had done, he couldn't go on and decided he was going to commit suicide. And you know, from time to time, we talk about these stories. The worst thing in the world that can happen is you try to commit suicide and somehow it goes horribly awry.
You fail.
Like these guys that jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, for instance, and then they don't die. They just end up paralyzed. I mean, now you're effed, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what happened to our poor friend Gustavo. He tried to commit suicide by throwing himself out of a window, landed on high-tension cables, slipped from there, fell and hit the pavement head first, and is now paralyzed and on his deathbed in a hospital.
Wow, good times. You're bringing the good stories today.
By the way, one of the reasons he wanted to kill his father is his father. Now, bear in mind, his father's 60. He's 22. His father would never let him date because he referred to women as whores that cause man's downfall. And that was enough to drive him over the edge. Guy just needed a date. That's all he needed.
Just let him date.
Relieve some of the tension. Maybe you don't end up killing daddy.
Wow.
This one, I'm sorry to say, does not involve patricide or matricide. But, Kevin, you've been to Kenya. You had a vacation in Africa one time.
Yes, the most amazing thing in my life.
You know that it's a fine line between getting up close and personal with the wild animals and being safe.
Yeah, it's their world. You're in it, but it's their world. They do what they want, and no one cares.
Yeah.
And you see stories all the time about people who are driving through these wildlife parks, for instance, and all of a sudden they get surrounded by elephants. And, I mean, they can turn your car over. They can do anything they want. I mean, you're kind of at their mercy. This happened in Zimbabwe. Here's a family on vacation at the Manapools National Park near the Zambezi River in Zimbabwe. And, the guy made the tragic mistake. He didn't know it at the time that he showered in the outdoor shower at the campsite when he was come upon by five lions who ripped him to shreds while the rest of his party watched.
Oh, watched. My God.
There's nothing they could do. They said once the Lions, once the Lions came on to him, there wasn't anything they can do. I mean, here they are. They think they're having a nice romantic sleeping out under the stars at the park, watching all the wildlife. Lions ripped the guy. They're not zoo animals, said the Nature Park representative.
So he's giving him a play-by-play.
Okay. But wild creatures which kill while they are hungry or frightened.
Watch Lion 2. Watch this right here. He's going to go for the neck.
All I'm saying is, when you go away on holiday, you don't expect to get ripped to shreds in the shower by a pride of lions. That's all I'm saying.
But what a story.
Nor do you expect for your kid to kill you.
Yeah.
But happens as well.
Right.
But Lisa's got the bright side, because all the rest of the people in that party have a hell of a story to tell when they go back to work.
And that's where it all is worth it.
That's
yes.
Right. And this has been Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Details coming up at 7:15 about the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Number two.
Going to give you all those details coming up, including on sale information, what bands are playing, everything. Right now it is 6:56.
You are listening to Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. By the way, if you go to kevinandbean.com, maybe you want to enter to be Miss Double December 2011. We announced that yesterday in addition to the Acoustic Christmas announcement. We'll have more details for you next hour, and we'll talk to Danielle, who is Miss Double December 2010. Find out how her reign has been and if she'll never talk to us again once she's no longer Miss Double December, because she doesn't have to.
That may be the case with you.
Yeah, she likes me.
The rest of us.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm very excited to see the entries come pouring in for Miss Double December 2011. Go to kevinbean.com for more details on that. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz news, I've got some passes to give away to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Black Swan. Movies in theaters everywhere Friday, December the 3rd. You'll get to see it on Thursday, December the 2nd, before anybody else. If you're one of the first five callers, it gets through right now at 1-800-520-1067. Natalie Portman, Mila Kunis.
And they both look great.
Dark thriller about evil, devil-possessed ballerinas.
That happens.
That old story.
Yeah.
That happens.
It's going to be a good time.
That's
so,
science.
Call now, 1-800-520-1067. Miley Cyrus, already setting herself up to be the next Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, good.
Star Magazine has pictures of the 17-year-old drinking out of a Corona bottle. Friends say she's been drinking a lot since her parents split up. Yeah, here we go. First it's Corona at 17, then 18 little, then 19 little, then by 21, porn! Then we're renting Hannah Montanal.
Oh.
Yeah! Bring it on!
The biggest surprise to me about the story of her parents divorcing, and the rumor was that Mom had an affair with Brett Michaels from Poison, is that it wasn't Miley Cyrus that he was having the affair with. That's what I would have expected, by the way. Ooh. I'm just saying, she's so, I mean, you know, she's growing up way too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Troubles for Matt and Trey, creators of South Park.
Uh-oh.
They're being sued.
By?
By a company that claims they ripped off portions of the viral video, What in the Butt?
No way!
They did a version of that.
Yes, and they ripped off some of it. And it was in their 2008 episode, Canada on Strike, where Butters, in place of Samwell, did What in the Butt. But the company has the music video copyrighted.
Hmm.
Oh, I see.
And they are suing for copyright infringement, asking for a permanent injunction, of course, damages. The name of the company, by the way, that has the copyright for What in the Butt?
Mm-hmm.
Brown Mark Films.
All right.
You think they'd have a sense of humor, wouldn't you?
You would think.
Brown Mark Films wants to protect What in the Butt.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
I have a little of Butters singing that song if you want to hear it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I don't think I have much of a case. No, it's not getting old if you're looking at me like that, Ralph.
No, it's fresh as today's headlines.
That's what I think.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
Yeah. Burn out quicker than the Butterball Hockey Turkey Hotline, or the Hockey Turk Line.
Sure.
For that today's celebrity birthday is Marg Helgenberger.
Yeah.
A beautiful woman with a not-so-beautiful name, Marg Helgenberger.
Yeah, that
sounds
like
she should be a 300-pound Braufrau serving at some German restaurant or something in Lederhosen.
It's the coach on Glee. That's yeah. who it
That's
is.
Right. Mark Helgenberger should be a coach beast.
Remember when we had Miss Helgenberger on the show and so how delightful sweet. She was, and we all just fell in love with her all over again?
She was just funny and sexy and could not have been sweeter.
Yep.
She's 52 years old today. Lisa Bonet is 43 years old. Martha Plimpton currently can be seen on Raising Hope. She is 40 years old. And Maggie Gyllenhaal, 33 years old today. Maggie's next project, by the way, is a film called Hysteria, which is about the 1800s, how they used to treat women who were hysterical.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's how they invented the vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Was for use for doctors to stop women from being crazy, because it'd be all pent up, because they didn't know they could have orgasms.
Yeah.
And then start giving them orgasms. And now literally, look what happened. They would start to vote, and now they just won't shut the F up.
I'm sorry.
I went on a tangent.
I still don't believe women can have orgasms.
None of the ones you've ever been with have. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Details on night number two of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up in about 10 minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:08.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. I was very, very sad to see Spidey back in the news this week. Yeah. Ralph did a story about Spencer and Heidi and a new job. Why is anyone giving them money to do anything? So we thought we'd find out what the latest is and welcome Spencer to the studio.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
Spencer,
yeah, gospel of Spence, kid. Church of right. Sick to Ed Hardy we pray. Rat-a-tat-tat. Coming at you like that. I'm Spencer Pratt. I love you, less you're fat. Hey, Laura, you been dieting?
Lisa.
Yeah,
it's
you been dieting?
Yeah, no, I love
it. I can tell. Keep it up. Got a lot more to go. That's right. You got about 140 pounds.
Right, Spencer.
What? That'll be negative.
Spencer, we thought we were over you because of all the stories that you were A, broke, B, you owed $2 million to the IRS.
Yeah.
C, you don't have a gig.
Well, just like Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, there ain't no getting over me.
I don't...
Okay, that's not even a song by them.
But I was the guitar player for Pseudo Echo when they wrote it, so don't even come at me like that.
Are you really living in your father-in-law's garage because you have no place to live, you have no home?
I've renamed it the Spence Palace.
Okay, but it is your father-in-law's garage.
In essence.
Yeah, okay.
If you call it that, a garage, I call it more a pimp cave.
Sure.
Speaking of assets, you and Heidi are back together. You are still married,
they've
living together as family.
We're still together. Our love is beautiful. Okay. Right. It's holy. It's graceful. And we've just taken on different endeavors here and there to try to make money. Because my bank account is like a vacuum for the green kid. Ha, sick.
You used to hate the Hills so much, but they were the only job you had. And now that that's over, it seems like no one else wants you.
No, the only job I have, okay? I'm Barbara Hershey's agent.
You're not.
You're not.
Why do you say things like that?
You're not doing a good job.
What? What do you
point,
know?
Lisa.
You don't know my maiden name, bitch.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's not working.
Bambawea, Bambawea.
All right, here's the story that Ralph did.
The neckbeard technique.
Okay, here's the story that Ralph did that we need some comment on. First of all, where the hell is the sex tape with Heidi and that other chick? That's really all we care about. That's the only reason we have. Yeah, you should definitely put that out there.
Well, we're holding that in the archives. We've got a couple other movies we'd like to release first as a little appetizer.
Well, that's the story, is that Vivid Entertainment, who's one of the two big names in porn, is offering you a behind-the-scenes, behind-the-camera deal where you are going to be able to direct porn.
That's
right. Drawing upon your own fantasies. Uh-huh. Is that a true story? Is that really happening?
I've already started working on some films.
You have?
Yeah.
Really? What?
You guys can't wait to see Crystal and Crystals.
That doesn't sound good.
I
take crystals, Swarovski, and I just pour Crystal on them, hence the name.
But Crystal. Is that porn?
Oh,
that
it
porn?
Is to me. Rock hard biggity biggity boner.
That's a terrible idea.
Recognize neckbeard technique. And also, wait till you see Big Chimpin'.
Big Chimpin.
Yeah.
That sounds like a porn that I don't want to see under any circumstances.
I take one of these wild chimps.
That's what I was afraid
and
of.
And I take a fat girl, and the chimp eats her.
Oh, you mean
literally devours her.
Okay, again, not porn.
Yeah, but it's hilarious. It's like an eye for an eye. You shouldn't have eaten so much, you fat whore. Look at you. Now chimp has eaten your face. Aha. Next is your genitalia. How does that taste in a chimpy chimp's mouth? Recognize.
But you know that...
Duck, duck, goose. Spencer Pratt on the loose, kid.
But where's the porn? There's no sex in anything that you're describing here.
Tomato, tomato. It's all how you see it in the cosmos, kid.
No, the two projects that you brought up don't have anything to do with sex. That's what Bean's saying. It's not porn.
Yeah, listen, you're talking Brie, baby. It's cheddar time. The rings of Pluto have spoken to me. Recognize.
Okay.
Pluto doesn't have rings. It doesn't make any sense. What
Only Bean would know that.
I know.
And I pray to you, Ed Hardy up above, and the triumvirate of all that is holy, Affliction and Von Dutch.
According to TMZ, you're still in the negotiating phase. You're not You don't actually have the
what
job
What does Harvey
yet.
Levin know? I've already cranked out four films.
He knows. Well, what are the other two? You've only mentioned two.
Geely.
Geely?
Yes. You weren't in Geely at all.
I directed it, wrote it.
Kevin Smith directed and wrote that.
I'm Ben Affleck.
You're not Ben Affleck.
What are you talking about?
Although you are white, so you might be Ben Affleck.
It's true. So, okay, three, one, not none of them real. Okay, four?
Yes, eight and a half.
Eight and a half.
Eight and a half, the Fellini movie?
No, the Spencini movie.
The Fellini movie that came out 40 years before you were born? You directed that?
I was already in the Foreign Legion by that time.
You weren't in the Foreign Legion.
I cleaned up as the head roadie for ELO.
Okay. You're on mushrooms or something. You're not making any sense at all.
He's not even going to get the gig. We should be happy right now.
I remember when I was managing Bryan Adams back in 84, okay?
Which didn't happen. He looked me in the eyes.
We were sharing a bottle of Asti Spumante, and he told me those words that I'll never forget.
Which are? Which are? Those words are...
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Yes.
Neckbeard technique.
Jimmy Eat World, one of the bands that is playing night number one of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Nice.
By the way, that's an unbelievable lineup. If you didn't hear it yesterday when we were talking about it, Smashing Pumpkins. By the way, what was the last time anyone saw the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, okay.
I know they played some small gigs here and there, but I mean, get a chance to see them at the Gibson. It's going to be awesome. Social Distortion, always a great live band. My Chemical Romance, amazing.
One of my
religion.
Favorite bands, by the way. Don't just run over My Chemical Romance. Everything
I know.
They do is good.
Yeah.
I know.
New album.
Are you
good?
Bad Religion. You mentioned Jimmy Eat World, The Return of Cake. I'm very excited about that. A Day to Remember, The Dirty Heads, Amberlin, Switchfoot, all of that, and all that's just night one of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We revealed that for you yesterday. We told you you must be a K-Rock Street Team member, and you should be anyway. You can get your details and sign up at krock.com. Tickets for that go on sale Thursday at noon. But that's not why we're here today. That's not the news today. We got more.
That was night number one. This is night number two.
Mommy, can I please open my present from K-Rock? Please?
Sit on the Santa Claus lap. I'll tell you all about night two.
The 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Sunday, December 12th, Gibson Amphitheater. Night two. Phoenix.
Pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
Black Keys.
Tidying up on your reins, you're running wild.
The Temper Trap. Vampire Weekend.
Holiday, oh, holiday, and the best one of the year.
Broken Bells.
Hey,
we're on Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Here we go again.
Neon Trees.
Oh, oh, I want some more.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Florence and the Machine.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Brandon Flowers. First annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Exclusive K-Rock Street Team on sale Thursday at noon.
Details at krock.com. Proceeds benefit Al Wooten Jr. Heritage Center.
K-Rock.
right.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that happened.
A completely different night. Every once in a while, sometimes we try to, you know, get one band to play both nights, but in this case, it's a completely different night. Night number two is Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, Brandon Flowers, The Black Keys, Temper Trap, Neon Trees, Florence and the Machine, who we just had in the studio performing live, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and Broken Bells.
It's very
that
cool.
Is, that's some of the best new music, some of the best bands and albums of 2010, all on night number two of the 21st Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. This is brand new information just announced. It will be the following night from night number one. So we're talking about Sunday, December 12th at the Gibson Amphitheater. Again, you must be a K-Rock Street Team member to buy your tickets. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up at krock.com to do that, and then tickets go on sale Friday at noon.
So for night number one, it's Thursday at noon. For night number two, it's Friday at noon. So make sure that you're a K-Rock Street Team member because they will send you a password, and then you can buy those tickets on the presale.
Okay.
Good times.
Good times. All the details are at krock.com if you missed any of it.
Mommy. Can I please open my present from K-Rock? Please?
Sit on the Sandy Claus lap. I'll tell you all about Night 2.
The 21st Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Sunday, December 12th, Gibson Amphitheater. Night 2. Phoenix.
Pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
Black Keys.
Tidying up on your reins, you're running wild.
The Temper Trap. Vampire Weekend.
Holiday, oh, holiday, and the best one of the year.
Broken Bells.
Hey,
we're on Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Here we go again.
Neon Trees.
Oh, oh, I want some more.
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Oh, let me go.
Florence and the Machine.
The days are
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Brandon Flowers. First Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Exclusive K-Rock Street Team on sale Thursday at noon. Details at krock.com. Proceeds benefit Al Wooten Jr. Heritage Center. K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. We made the announcement a few minutes ago. Night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas is Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, Brandon Flowers, The Black Keys, The Temper Trap, Neon Trees, Florence and the Machine, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and Broken Bells.
You know, a bunch of those bands I've not had the opportunity to see yet, so I'm super psyched. I mean, we got great live bands that I've seen before that are worth seeing again on night number one, but some of these new bands, like Florence and the Machines and Broken Bells, I've never seen in concert. I can't wait for night number two. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to fix their bells. That's how much I like them.
They don't want that.
My own money, my own time. Okay. I'm taking it upon myself. I'm fixing their bells.
Okay. Tickets for night number one, K-Rock Street Team members. It's Thursday at noon for night number two. Friday at noon, get all the details at krock.com. It is 7:34.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and now let's talk about boobs, shall we? Can we talk about boobs?
It's more than that.
Not much.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Nice set of hooters you got there.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my... Hard.
You know who's more than just a set of boobs,
yeah,
Kevin?
You're right,
you know
right.
Who's much more than just a set of boobs?
You're right, Danielle.
Lisa. Our current Miss Double December, Danielle.
I'm not even a set of boobs. No. I'm not compared to Danielle.
Danielle, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my pretty. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Ooh, my pretty. When Bean says it, it just doesn't work.
I know.
I just picture the Wicked Witch of the West.
Now that we are up and running, looking for Miss Double December 2011, by the way, you can find all those details at KevinBean.com. There are some outstanding galleries of past Miss Double D's, which is great. And Dave, the King of Mexico, just goes through and just puts a check mark on all the ones he's had.
Right.
And then there's a fantastic gallery that I had never seen before this week of new pictures of Danielle, Miss Double December 2010.
Yes.
Beautiful photographs, Danielle.
Yes.
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 What made you decide to shoot that photo layout that you did?
Bean hooked me up with the Becker, which he's an amazing photographer, and but he's very persuasive. So eventually, towards the end, I was just running around naked on the beach.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that was a lot of fun, except for, you know, there was a lot of people on the beach. It's pretty crowded.
Sure, there's that. But you did the right thing.
How did I not know what beach this was happening on and when?
Kidding. No heads up on that one.
All right, we're going to give out the details on how somebody listening can be Miss Double December 2011. But take me back a year when you first heard the announcement. How did you come to apply to get this position, Danielle?
Well, I actually don't know if you guys remember. I had wanted to apply the year before, but I was in a relationship then. So I'd just broken up like a month before, and I decided, hey, might as well now. So I applied. I wasn't expecting, you know, a call back as a finalist. And then I did. I was like, uh-oh. And so I went anyways, not even expecting anything, and I won.
I think the lesson there is, for all hot chicks, don't be in relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break up.
Yeah. Why didn't you think you were going to win, by the way? I mean, you were, from the minute we saw your pictures, you were certainly a favorite.
Well, I mean, all the other girls, a lot of them are like, you know, models and porn stars. And
there's some of that, sure. Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm kind of an accounting nerd, so I figured I didn't have that much.
You're a hot nerd. I should be surprised if I win it. But
that's true. Not you. Yeah. Not
but
you.
But if you're hot and you're a female and you send in photos and then you go through the process, you know, hey.
But, you know, above being beautiful and busty, Danielle was also charming and sweet and funny and smart, and that really went a long way.
And I know it's hard for people to believe that we factor that in.
We do,
but we very much do.
You know why? Because we have to spend a lot of time with this person, whoever ends up being Miss Double December. So we were very happy when Danielle got most votes.
Yes, I was happy too.
As you look back on the year, as you prepare to think about transferring your crown coming up on December 3rd, again at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, California.
And you know how that's done, because you had it given to you, right, Danielle?
Right, it's transferred orally, right.
Through the spit,
Was it?
Can't you say through a kiss, Kevin?
Through a kiss.
Say through the spit. It really kind of takes the sexy right out of it when
through
you put it that way.
From a kiss.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This may be a dangerous question to ask, but was it all that you hoped it would be to be Miss Double December?
You know, it was everything I'd hoped it'd be, and 10 times more.
See, that's why she's a good Double December.
Yeah. She lied. Boy, did Alex coach her before she went on.
That's nice.
Good.
No, it really was. It was amazing. Just hanging out with you guys is probably the best part of it.
Which one of us did you most think about having sex with in all the appearances that we made throughout the year? I mean, I'm not saying anything would ever happen, but I'm saying, as you looked around the room, who did you most think you'd like to hop on?
I don't think I should answer that.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, you have to.
We're dying to know.
It's Lisa. Just tell us.
Yeah. We did have a connection, you guys.
We never had a chance.
All right, so here's the way it works. You go to kevinandbean.com. If you're listening and you want to have the fun that Danielle has had over the past year, you have to be 21 or over. We're asking you to fill out a little entry form. As Danielle remembers, we do ask some questions to get an idea about your personality. Please upload 2 photos of yourself. And
recent.
Kevin, you made a great point yesterday.
Yeah.
Not photos of how hot you were in the 60s, okay? We're looking for photos taken within the last year. And as Ralph pointed out yesterday, maybe not photos of you where you're not showing off to Miss Double D's, because that's the part that we need to see, right?
We've already gotten photos. A young lady sent a picture of her and some dude, and it's just neck up. And she's lovely, but we really need more to go on. Than that. We really do.
The title is Miss Double D, so, you know, at least show that.
Right.
You don't just neck up.
We just need to make sure you're not a wheelchair or something.
We do hate the handicap.
Your beautiful head up, and then you're Stephen Hawking.
That's right. Yeah,
that's not what we're
blown into a straw, rolling around. We don't need that.
So you can apply now, and the deadline is the close of the Kevin and Bean Show next Monday. So you've got until then to enter. And I don't remember how many entries we've gotten in past years, but I guess internally we narrow it down to 10.
Right.
And if, am I right? Then we put that up at kevinandbean.com, and then the listeners can vote. And then we factor that into whatever we come up with on Friday the 3rd when we do the actual pageant.
It usually comes to blows when we get down to the day where we have to pick the final 10. I mean, it really does. Usually Ralph's yelling and I'm yelling and Bean's like, oh, no!
It's the year where most grateful Bean lives in another state.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like Mike's screaming and Dave's like, I want this one because she'll sleep with me.
Oh, this one has tattoos. She's out.
Hey, Danielle, there's another question for you. Did the King of Mexico ever make a move on you? Because, you know, he is notoriously the guy who has sex with all the Miss Double D's.
I think I flirted with him a little bit.
What?
Whoa. What does Dave have? How does he do this
How
every
does he
year?
Do it?
It's the bow ties.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the bow ties.
But did you say in Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah, she was smashed in Vegas.
So, that was fun. That singles party.
Most recently, Danielle was at the singles party. We were all in Vegas. And if I'm not mistaken, she actually met a fellow at the party.
Oh.
Really?
Couple.
Yeah.
Couple?
Couple.
Couple.
I didn't hook up, so
but
I'm
you're
good.
Going to.
I don't know.
All right. Listen, don't say it like it's
I'm
a bad
thing. It's a nice byproduct of being Miss Double December. You get to go to all these events, and you actually meet some nice people.
Yeah, you
Sloppy
do.
Hummus.
Great
you went to sure. You went to the Weenie Roast. You went to the Acoustic Christmas. You went to Kevin Bean's April Foolishness. Of course, you're invited to all of our live broadcasts, singles parties, all that kind of stuff. You did a lot of that throughout the year, and it was always awesome when we got a chance to see you. And that is going to be the prize for 2011, ladies. If you think this can be you, go to kevinandbean.com and enter. Again, the deadline is going to be next Monday. So, Danielle, we'll see you in person then on Friday the 3rd as we transfer the crown then, right?
Uh-huh. I'll see you then.
There you go.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks for coming on. Great to talk to you again.
Bye.
Funny man Eddie Ift joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show coming up after the top of the hour. By the way, Ralph, I think he's from Pittsburgh, so you may want to rub in the Eagles game last night a little bit on him when you run into him in the hall.
Running that Patriots game in on him when I saw him in the hall.
Anyway, Eddie Ift, very funny, joining us coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Pamela Anderson has discovered the key to ending addiction. Fantastic.
Pam Anderson?
Finally. Dr. Drew's been working on that for years. Now Pam Anderson comes along, knocks it out of the park.
You gotta have somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Apparently, she wrote a letter to President Barack Obama saying that he should legalize all drugs. She says her personal belief is people would use drugs less if it wasn't against the law. Genius.
Worked well with tobacco.
Wait. It did. Worked well with tobacco. Perfect, Mike.
But people can still get addicted to it, whether it's legal or not.
Listen, don't try to match your brain power against that of Pamela Anderson.
That's true. I just don't understand.
You will make yourself look silly.
Pam Anderson?
Dear Mr. President.
In Cran.
I think drugs are good. Question mark? No, period.
Yeah, I can imagine that what that letter was, but her heart's in the right place.
Sure.
Eric Johnson, the new fiancé of Jessica Simpson, claims that it wasn't Nick Lachey proposing to his girlfriend Vanessa Manillo at all that prompted him to propose to Jessica Simpson.
Right.
Although some people say Jessica Simpson insisted that he do that after she heard the news in order to steal thunder away from their relationship. But that would be childish. That doesn't seem like Jessica Simpson
right,
at
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Eric says he's been thinking about proposing for some time now.
How long have they been dating?
And he could not
months?
Be happy. About 5 months.
Five months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some time.
Like he's a cowboy or a former cowboy?
Former cowboy.
Oh, he's lucky. He's a lucky one then. He dodged the bullet.
Yeah. He apparently is broke, however, and some friends of Jessica Simpson are concerned he may be marrying her just for her money.
Mm. Ah.
There's not a lot of other reasons right now, quite frankly.
No. Yeah. When he asked her to marry him, did she say,
yeah, Eric?
I think he did.
I saw a report yesterday. Who knows if it's true that she is not going to have a prenup for this marriage either.
Oh, you know,
she ended up paying out huge bucks to Nick Lachey, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So maybe you're onto something, Ralph. Maybe that's the end game here.
Oh, it's all getting in line.
Yep.
She'll be looking for another one in a couple years.
But what about the weight prenup? Remember we were talking about that? prenup for weight.
If I can walk away with 20-30 mil, she can eat all she wants.
Yeah,
fine with me. You know what keeps her mouth full? And that's another good byproduct.
Wow.
It's true.
She's sound down.
The more she's chewing, the less she's talking.
Yeah.
It's a win for everyone. I think her dad was upset when she got engaged.
Because he wanted her?
Yeah, because he wanted her all for herself. He was bummed out.
Linkin Park has announced they will be hitting the road in North America for the first time since 2008.
They haven't toured.
Well.
It's been a long time. The band's website says the tour begins on January the 20th in Sunrise, Florida. And wraps on February the 26th in Denver. That's a quick tour.
It is.
They say more dates may be added later. Opening acts include Does It Offend You? Yeah. Pendulum and The Prodigy.
Oh, well.
So, could be a good show. My Chemical Romance, of course, playing one of the nights of our Acoustic Christmas show. Also hitting the road next spring. They say they're kicking off in Portland, Oregon, and then wrapping up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on May the 6th. So you can check that out. Their new album, Dangerous Days, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys, will be released on November the 22nd. So you can check that out. Sunday night was the first episode of Sarah Palin's Alaska on the Learning Channel. Drew 5 million viewers on Sunday night.
Huge.
Biggest program launch ever in the history of TLC. as it's now known. It used to be the Learning Channel, basic cable. Not the biggest show ever, however, for that channel, because John and Kate Plus 8, I think it was the big divorce episode or whatever, pulled in 10 million viewers on that channel. So
that's crazy.
They've had bigger numbers, but not many. And speaking of the Palins, some people are speculating, or asking the question, rather, why is Bristol Palin still on Dancing with the Stars?
What, is she bad?
She's horrible.
Oh, she is. I watched some of the videos.
And she's been terrible. Horrible.
She looks like a moose from Alaska.
Really?
That's how she moves.
And some of the people who have been eliminated in recent weeks, like Kurt Warner, apparently really good, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's not good, but apparently it is the same fan base that supports her mom is also supporting her and making those phone calls in on Dancing with the Stars.
So she can be crappy and still win?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Sarah.
both of those may be fact true. In Touch Weekly magazine has an interview with Bristol Palin where she says she knows that Maxim Chermkovsky, who is one of the dancing pros over there, her partner, but one of the other pros, just doesn't like her and freely admits often on the set she doesn't deserve to be on the show. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
This is the Sanjaya factor from American Idol a few seasons back. It doesn't matter whether you're talented or not. It's whether in some way you have captured the public's imagination and they have some reason to vote for you.
Yeah. Although Sanjaya's mom wasn't a wildly popular political figure.
That's
true.
Would have helped.
It doesn't hurt either.
Sanjaya's mom had huge boobs. Huh?
Yeah, remember that? That was his sister. No, it was his sister.
His sister was unbelievable.
Sister
had
giant boobs. Yeah, she was great. And Snooki is celebrating her 23rd birthday next week. And so, naturally, she will be celebrating at a club in Manhattan that is footing the bill, throwing her a giant party just so she will attend. We'll actually pay her to be at her own birthday party.
Wow, that's awesome.
Apparently, the event is being sponsored by Lifestyles Condoms.
Okay.
And Snooki says,
I'm a whore, hello.
That's a great idea because she wants to spread the message about safe sex. And what better way than to have a condom company sponsoring your birthday party?
Shut up, Snooki.
Friends of Snooki say, sure, it helps, but what about the crabs?
Can't tackle everything.
Condoms don't help there. Especially when it comes to Snooki.
I would think that her face and body would be all the birth control that woman needs.
Look, yeah, for her, yeah.
If you watch that show, lots of people had sex with Snooki, probably more so than anybody else in the house, including people she lived with.
Mm. Yeah.
Inexplicable. Speaking of sex, apparently the newest bromance in Hollywood is John Mayer and Gerard Butler. How much tail are these two getting together on the road?
All.
That's the poon patrol right there.
Well, they go out together to nightclubs and stuff?
Yes.
And just clean up?
Yes.
Every other guy may as well just leave.
Yeah.
New York Post says they hang out all the time. In fact, John was performing in New York City and Gerard Butler jumped up on stage and they sang together.
Oh, God.
Did a rendition of Mustang Sally, the classic R&B tune.
Are we sure they're not with each other?
They are not with each other. They're just wingmen for each other. Right. And apparently the crowd went crazy when they sang and did their hootenanny.
I'm going to say that they will end up having sex with one another because they're so bored with having sex with every woman in the world. They need something new and exciting.
Well, they might have to get through all the other women first.
They're doing their best.
They turn to that.
Those are two guys that don't need a wingman, though.
Yeah.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
Each
of them. What if they cancel each other out?
I don't know if I want to sleep with him or him. I'm going to choose neither.
It's like two negatives making a positive or something. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores today. Glee, the Christmas album, is available today. You can pick
all
that
right.
Up.
The new Christmas album.
The new Kid Rock CD, Born Free, is available today. Pink's Greatest Hits, also available today. Rihanna's got a new CD called Loud that's available. The Promise by Bruce Springsteen. A lot of tracks from Darkness on the Edge of Town that didn't make that album are available now on The Promise.
Bet those are all good.
I bet you they are, bitch. Don't start with me. Love the boss. DVDs in stores today. Avatar, the extended collector's edition.
Wait a minute. I just got that.
No, you got to get this one now.
What?
It's a 3D extended collector's edition plus Blu-ray.
No.
Yeah, this is the better one. This is the one you should get.
But
get this one. This is better.
You should just throw yours out.
When they get
yours
the other one.
But yours is old and busted.
Are they going to have another new one before Christmas?
You have to wait and see. Just buy this one
and then wait and see
what happens.
I'll buy it.
This one is Avatar.
This one has the 3-hour version, which what I was thinking when I was in the theaters watching Avatar, I said, God, I wish this was longer. That's what I remember thinking. So now finally my wish has come true, and there's a 3-hour version of Avatar.
I have to ask this question. Kevin, you bought Avatar on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
How often will you watch that movie?
It's hard to say. I loved it. It was great.
To me, that seems like one of those movies, and there are a few of them that come along that are huge hits at the time, but they're just such a place in time that I just can't imagine people going back to them and like, oh, I love that movie so much. I mean, no one seemed to love it. People are glad they saw it, but I don't hear people loving it.
It was amazing to watch, though, and I would see that again.
I wouldn't watch it on television.
Well, no.
I was glad I saw the 3D experience in the theaters, but I didn't love the storyline enough or the characters enough to go down, sit down, and watch it in my home.
But now I'm going to be conflicted because I'm going to go, the old one, the new one.
Yeah.
They're both Blu-ray. What do I do?
You know what you could
do? I'll watch neither.
You could
get the Hangover.
One of the hundreds of classic, wonderful films that you've never seen that we keep telling you to see. You could watch that instead of sitting through Avatar again, is what you could do.
Overruled.
Since you have such little free time.
Movie's so good, you will want to see them again at some point.
No way. Not ever.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mark Helgenberger is 52 years old today. Actress Lisa Bonet turns 37. Martha Plimpton of Raising Hope turns 40. And Maggie Gyllenhaal celebrates her 33rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
One of the bands, one of the people, I should say, playing night number two of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we made that announcement last hour here on the Kevin Amin Show. Night number two of Almost Acoustic Christmas this year is so good. Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, our man Brandon Flowers, The Black Keys, The Temper Trap, Neon Trees, Florence and the Machine, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and Broken Bells all on one night. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon. Get all the details at the website. So pretty good deal. Very, very exciting week here around the Kevin Amin Show. Also exciting because we're happy to welcome back to the program. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen, comedian Eddie Ift joins us. Eddie is going to be playing the Ice House in Pasadena, California all weekend long, right? You're going to be there Friday and Saturday, two shows each night.
Yeah, exciting.
Which show's the best? First? Middle, when you get warmed up? Last?
Yeah, you never know.
When you've been drinking?
Yeah, yeah, the drinking helps a lot. Yeah. Yeah, I really do think I'm much funnier when I'm drunk.
Sure, we
all do. You do, but what other people think?
No, well, the problem is when you do get drunk, it can spiral into the worst show you've ever seen. So there is that chance of somebody, like, coming on stage and strangling me. And, but the thing is...
But that would be exciting.
Exactly. In this, I could do 1,000 shows where I get standing ovations, and then you do one show where you get, like, hit in the face with a snowball. And that's the one that gets like a million hits on
and
YouTube.
And everyone talks about it.
Absolutely. That's true. Yeah. Hey, I shouldn't bring this up because I don't know the answer, but maybe you will, Eddie. There was a YouTube video going around this week of somebody who had a heart attack at a comedy show, at a comedian show, and the comedian gave the person the Heimlich and saved their life. Did you see that? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I've had that happen to me. In New York City, I had a guy have a heart attack in my show, and I'm trained. I used to be a ski patrol. So I and a lifeguard.
You.
I swear to you.
Wait a minute. So you ran off the stage and saved
him? Ran off the stage and I said, "Call 911." And I started doing rescue breathing and all this stuff.
Wow.
And Eddie Brill, who books the Letterman Show, was on after me, and I was hosting the show. And they got the whole audience out. They had the ambulance come take the guy away. And then Eddie said to me, "Hey, get back up there."
What?
And I went, "I can't. I just saved a man's life. I'm not funny anymore."
Right, wait a minute, though. So, Bean, is that the story you were talking about?
No. This one just
this
happened
is a
with
different
a,
one?
Another comedian last week. But now it sounds like somebody saw, apparently somebody's biting your act.
Yeah,
now. They saw
seriously.
The good press you got out of it. So they said, "Hey, I'm going to do it." They put a plant in the audience is what it sounds like.
Parallel development.
That's crazy. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find out who it was.
That person will become famous overnight, that comedian, because that's how my roommate Jim got punched in the face and got got a million hits.
That's good.
Yeah.
But if you have a heart attack, you don't give someone the Heimlich. You give them that if they're choking on something.
Right. Pauly tried that too. Pauly did that. He did.
Pauly Shore?
Yeah, he had somebody punch him on stage, and then like a week later,
that was clearly fake.
A week later, the real version came out.
Everybody was like, "Come
on!"
And
that looks really sad.
By the way, you mentioned your roommate Jim Jeffries, who we had on the show a while back.
Yeah.
Hilarious, hilarious guy. Really, really funny.
Freak.
Not live with a guy that's that loud and talks that much, though. That must drive you crazy.
Well, that's not the thing I'm worried about. The fact that I have to put toilet paper on my own toilet seat is the thing that bothers me.
Wow, you shouldn't have to do that at home.
Yeah, like he'll be in a towel. He'll be like, "Can you come here and look at this and tell me what this is?" And I'll be like, No, you've learned, right? No. Yeah. Mm.
But aren't both of you guys fairly successful comics with big names that you don't necessarily have to be roommates? That's the thing that surprised me is how many grown men are living together in this day and age.
It's really weird because
they can't get married, so the next best thing.
He wants to buy a new place, and I'm like, no, don't move, because I like the fact that it's my house, and that I get to tell him what to do. And he's like, no, let's, I'll get a place, and then you can. And we have a guy that lives on our couch. And he's like, Jason, we'll get you a nice couch.
Okay, and he's upgrading the couch.
It's weird. And Jim's mom thinks we're gay too, which is hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why do you have a guy living on the couch? This is getting weirder and weirder. I don't get this.
We have a guy that lives on the couch. We got a guy that lives under the house. We have this guy that he lost his job. His wife left him. She was a lesbian and left him for a guy. That's a long story.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a whole other story.
She's a lesbian and left him for a guy.
So Jim and I let him start staying with us till he got on his feet. And then he got on his feet, but we have too much fun making fun of him.
I see.
So he's there still. And he says these things. He's stoned 24 hours a day. And everything that comes out of his mouth is funny. Last night, I write them down. Last night he said to me, I said, don't you feel terrible collecting unemployment all the time? And he said, this government decided to go to war in Vietnam. They cost me my childhood. And then he wrote, don't post that. They are watching me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the way things are going, you can get yourself a CBS sitcom out of that if you start tweeting those.
Well,
watching
NBC
me.
And Fox turned it down.
I love that.
It's funny. All the networks have kind of been interested in it because it's weird how this kid comes home and it's just... He said to me the other day, he looked at me and he went...
does he go look for a job when he's out or does he just go hang out?
No. And he told me the other day, he said, can I use your house today? And I said, what? He said, my stylist is coming over. And I said, you're unemployed and you have a stylist? He said, yeah. She's going to cut my hair. And I said, where? He goes, I don't know. The kitchen, the roof. And I went, no.
The roof?
No.
Why do you not say yes on the roof?
No, I want him out. Sometimes I just throw him out completely. The best was he said the other day, he looked at me just straight in the face and he goes, you know, everyone's delusional until they're successful. And then I went, that actually was kind of profound.
Sort of made sense.
Yeah, and then he went, I could be your Darth Vader.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I could be your Darth Vader.
Yeah, so we just all day long just pick on this guy. And,
huh.
I got to be honest. I think you would do the same thing if you had a guy that much fun.
Stay there forever.
Yeah, it's, why not, right?
It's unbelievable.
I just can't believe you guys are living together. The only thing I can think, I mean, you and Jim I'm talking about, the only thing I could think is you're both probably traveling a lot, and it's just why pay to have a place that's going to sit empty 9 months out of the year since you guys both travel, right?
I mean, like, when he's traveling, like, I'll be home on the computer, and all of a sudden I get a Skype ring, and it's like he's still there, because
right.
Yeah, he's Jim's there 24 hours a day with us, like, Skyping in, and we're like, okay, Jim, go to bed.
All right.
A lot of love in the room right there.
Yeah, he quit drinking, so it's not as fun anymore.
Yeah, that is less fun.
Kick him out and give the guy on the couch a bedroom then. Eddie Ift is here, by the way. You can see him on stage at the Ice House in Pasadena. Catch him at the right level of drunk, though, and you'll get a great show. Two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. Get your tickets at icehousecomedy.com. More with Eddie after this on the Kevin and Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, if you missed the announcement of all the details of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Show, night number two, we have a complete recap for you coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, comedian Eddie Ift is in studio. You can catch him in Pasadena, California at the Ice House. By the way, comics universally say they love playing the Ice House. Great room, right?
It's the best room anywhere because the sound is so amazing. Like, it's weirdly, like, you think you're a lot better than you are.
Oh, excellent.
So you get confidence.
All right.
And I'm like, the least confident comedian in the world. And so as soon as I get that I'm like, hey, this stuff's funny.
Hey.
Hey, I should give them more.
I sound good.
Eddie is doing two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. We learned something about Eddie during the song there, that we have a mutual love for Wing, the New Zealand singer, who, by the way, not only who has a phenomenal new album out.
Oh, the single ladies. All the single ladies, now push your hands up. Up in the club, we just go pop.
And it goes like that. Not only that.
How many albums? Being 28?
I think 18. 18 albums out now. Not only does she have a new one out, but we just had her on this show, Eddie,
That's
last week. We just talked to Wing ourselves last week, and it was. I'm still tingling from
by
that.
By the way, every album recorded at a karaoke studio.
Yeah. Oh, she's just genius. And she always tells the same thing, which is, you need to talk slow. Talk slowly. You need to talk slowly.
But she won't travel, they were telling me.
She can't. Not much. We've tried many times.
Yeah. And I've gone to New Zealand to find her.
Now tell us about that.
No, I was in New Zealand, and I was talking about going to see her, and I freaked out in New Zealand and had to leave. I had I had eaten something that wasn't good for me.
Oh,
yeah.
What was her name?
You mean some sort of psychedelic
reaction? Yeah, yeah, I ate a pot cookie, and it opened doors that haven't closed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it messed me up so bad. I got a Wikipedia Wiki Answers, and I wrote in, I just ate a pot cookie. How long am I going to be high? And the first answer back, probably forever.
Oh, good. That's what you want to hear.
And then I would, like, 2 days later, I'm like, get me out of New Zealand. I'm never again.
That's awesome.
That's weird.
Carl and Lisa did the same thing.
Yeah, you freaked out on it?
Well, she had one, and then she about an hour later, and she doesn't know this, but it takes a while to kick in.
Yeah.
About an hour later, she goes, I don't feel anything. There was nothing in that. And I said, have some more. So then she ate some more, and then she just freaked.
That's exactly what happened to me. They said, only eat half.
Right.
After a half, I went, that didn't do anything.
Right. It takes about an hour, and then it hits you like a truck. But
I crawled out of here during the show, and I went into the bathroom, and I thought, I'm going to stop breathing. I'm going to die. So I came out, and I said, you guys, call 911.
It was awesome.
I can't breathe.
And at one point, weren't you curled up around a tree in the parking lot or something?
Yeah.
Yes. Producer Alex, who was also allegedly high, was like rubbing her head. It's going to be okay. Oh, it's going to be okay.
It's terrible. For 2 days, I felt terrible.
I still feel terrible. It's been 2 months.
Wow. Oh, my God. I guess I'm lucky.
Maybe you should check what you eat. Who knows what was in it?
I was holding my eyes because I felt like my eyeballs were popping out.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good news.
It was just not normal.
Yeah. So you didn't know you, but for that you would have met Wing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
because I've gone wherever I go. I try to meet. Like I met Jesco White from the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. I met. I'm trying to think of some of the other freaks.
I don't know who Jesco White is.
You look for weirdos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you try to track them down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's your favorite that you have tracked down?
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah! All right. That guy's a weirdo.
Wouldn't have thought, but okay.
No, I stalked him for a while. I did. He was he had the same agent as me for a while. And they go, oh, guess who we're signing tomorrow? And I said, who? They said, Ralph Macchio. And I went, what time? And they go, noon. And I go, I'll be here. And I went to the office and waited for him to come in just so I could quote all my Karate Kid quotes.
Really?
I'm sure he loves hearing that, too.
Oh, that's funny. I've never heard that before.
And then it's funny because the agency's bi-coastal, and that was in New York. And like 2 weeks later, I'm in L.A., and I'm in the agency, and he's there.
What?
Yeah, and he must have been like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Like,
and then he really did think you were stalking.
I think he wanted to quit the agency right then. Like, oh, this freak is here.
And isn't he, speaking of freaks, doesn't he look like about 2 years older than when he shot The Karate Kid? Like the guy has some sort of deal with the devil where he doesn't age?
But with thinning hair. It's weird.
Yeah,
He looks weird.
It is. He's got like reverse progeria or something like Benjamin Button's.
Yeah, that's kind of what he looks like.
You know what that word means? He's growing younger?
Yeah, yeah. You know that disease where kids
reverse progeria?
Well, reverse progeria. It's like Benjamin Button's where you get younger instead of older.
That movie bored me. I'm sorry. I didn't follow that one.
Yeah, I watched it. I couldn't stop watching it because I kept thinking, is he going to crawl back into his mother's womb at the end?
Right.
Like, that would have been cool.
But 45 minutes into it, didn't you go, all right, I don't care
anymore. Was the worst film I've ever
seen. Thank you! Yeah. Finally!
The worst.
Okay, you're the two.
Everybody else loves it. Yeah. And I'm like, I hated it.
It was
so
the
boring.
Worst film I've ever seen.
Wow. And this is a movie, if I remember, that was nominated for Best Picture Oscar, too, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
It was just the same scene over and over again. He sure is getting younger.
Yep,
tell you that. Cut to, hey, look at him, he's getting younger. And then that's followed with, this guy sure is getting younger. I thought I was going to die.
I think you might be boiling it down a little too much.
I'm so glad that you hate that movie. That makes me so happy.
I was angry. It was one of those, you know, like you want to go call people that were involved. And just, you know, like, yeah, do you know this guy? Who is he? He's the grip that worked on Benjamin Button. Why?
Why did you do that to us?
Why didn't you shut it down? Why didn't you break stuff while it was happening?
Eddie Heft is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's going to be on stage for four big shows this weekend at the Ice House in Pasadena. Two shows on Friday night, two shows on Saturday night. Are you, where are you in the process of album or special or anything like that?
I am done with everything. I'm retiring.
You're finished.
And I'm going to figure out what I ate in New Zealand. And I know I'm taking like a month and a half off because I was on the road for 320 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah, that's a lot on the road. I did 320 days, so I was like, I'm done for a while. And I'm going to get a good therapist.
Right. Now, how long will it be before you start getting the itch again?
I mean, I'm going back out in February. I'm headed to Australia, probably New Zealand again.
Yeah. You should try. I mean, you got to get back on the horse, you know?
That's right. By the way,
go to New Zealand and eat the same thing.
Maybe try horse.
That much traveling, you must practically be engaged to TSA agents all over the country with the way they're feeling you up these days.
I argue with them so badly.
You do?
Oh, my God. I loved when Obama became president. The first day, like after Obama won, I walked up to the TSA guy and I go, so are you sad that you guys are all going to lose your jobs now? And he goes, what? I go, you know, the terrorism thing. It's fake. And no, I just mess with them. I try to put weird things in my bag. And have it go through. Like, why is he bringing handcuffs on that? I'm like, they're legal, right? Handcuffs are legal.
Here's one thing we know about the TSA. They have a great sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
They're ridiculous, and I could get into
Have you seen the Don't Touch My Junk guy?
I heard about this.
Don't Touch My Junk.
I had a guy on my plane get, freak out on the plane the other day, get sick. Uh-oh. And he was in coach, and I was in first class because I get upgraded.
Sure.
And put my Burger King crown on. And I hear them, the flight attendant starts freaking out, and I had a few drinks. And the flight attendant goes, is there a doctor on the plane?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you ever
seen this?
No.
Okay, so she yells, is there a doctor? And I thought, okay, what happens? Because, I'm like, what happens if this happens to me?
Right.
And no one answered. So she goes, is there a nurse on the plane? No one answered.
Okay.
And then she goes, is there a paramedic on the plane? And no one's answering. And I'm like,
Rescue ski patrol.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that, but I'm like,
is there a ski patrol person on?
I was like, we're turning around. This sucks. I did not, I'm going to miss my show. We're turning around. And then, I was drunk. I lean over to the girl beside me. I thought, wouldn't it be funny? I lean over to the flight attendant. I go, I'm a comedian. I'm on the list.
It's a ways before they get to that.
But what are they going to, they didn't go anywhere after. They were like, is there a paramedic? And I'm like, what do they do? Has anybody seen Scrubs? Have a Grey's Anatomy? So they bring the guy on the ground next to me, and he's coughing up a lung, and they just keep flying. And I'm like, hey, what? Buddy, you need a drink? Yeah.
Why did he bring him up next to you?
Yeah, because he could lie on the ground up in first class.
And have a seizure.
Oh, I see.
It's a first class seizure.
What do you think was wrong?
I don't know. He was in my way at the bathroom.
It is weird, though, that without having any medical personnel there to look at him and go, okay, this guy's going to be okay for the duration of this flight. Let's just press on. That a stewardess or somebody made that decision for him. Yeah, that is kind of weird that they didn't turn around and go back like you thought.
Well, remember, I think it was last year that the pilot died?
Right.
You remember there was a pilot flying? I think that's a little worse.
Well, yeah. It is, but you would think she would go doctor, nurse, paramedic.
You're right.
Okay, we got to turn around.
Yeah,
I mean, there's got to be
you're going to die. You're going to die.
Well, we're fine.
A lot of people have to get to meetings.
Let's roll the dice.
The pilot, though, it would be, is there a doctor? Is there a nurse? Is there a paramedic? Is there another pilot?
Has anyone ever flown?
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, great stuff. Great sets this weekend for you at the Ice House in Pasadena. Two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. A chance to see Eddie Ift on the stage. Go to icehousecomedy.com and eddieift.com. I hope you enjoy that couple of months off and get that therapist and get revved up and ready to go in 2011. We'll see you again, man. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Never seen her live, for instance, would love to.
Yep.
Didn't get to go to the Wheel Turn. It's the
not possible. No way. There's no way to see Florence and the Machine.
Well,
they're done. They're not playing any more concerts. They got no more concerts coming up.
Well,
there's nothing in the foreseeable future that will enable you to see that
band
on stage.
I said it that way because we made the announcement earlier this morning.
Oh.
Night number two.
I got to start listening to the show.
Night number one of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, we mentioned, is Saturday, the 11th of December. The bands are The Smashing Pumpkins, Social D, Bad Religion, My Chemical Romance, Jimmy Eat World, Cake, A Day to Remember, The Dirty Heads, Anne Berlin, and Switchfoot. In case you're just tuning in, we made the announcement a little bit earlier this morning for night number two.
Mommy, can I please open my present from K-Rock? Please?
Sit on Sandy Claus' lap. I'll tell you all about night two.
The 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Sunday, December 12th, Gibson Amphitheater. Night two. Phoenix.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
Black Keys. Vampire Weekend. Holiday, oh, holiday. sharp in the magnetic zeros. Florence and the Machine.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Brandon Flowers. First annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Exclusive K-Rock Street Team on sale for Friday at noon. Details at krock.com. Proceeds benefit Al Wooten Jr. Heritage Center.
K-Rock. So that is night number two. Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, Brandon Flowers, The Black Keys, The Temper Trap, Neon Trees, Florence and the Machine, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and Broken Bells.
By the way, we are already starting to get emails through krock.com with people who are talking about their terminal diseases and how they're dying and they have to get tickets to the show. Save those until the shows are sold out. You still have a chance to actually buy tickets, and we're going to tell you how to do that right now. Tickets are on sale to krock.com street team members this week. In fact, if you want to go to night number one, those tickets go on sale Thursday at noon. If you want to go to night number two, those go on sale Friday at noon. And you can get all those details and sign up to be a KROQ street team member if you are not already at krock.com.
You need the password. That's what you get with the KROQ street team membership. Okay. I'll send you the password, then you can buy the tickets for night number one Thursday, night number two Friday at noon. And you can join us for the 21st Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic.
Phoenix will be there at night number two of the 21st Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. Will you get your details at krock.com? Hold on, got a late breaking news just into the Kevin and Bean Show.
Nope.
It's almost time to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Turkey time.
He's just saying, Kevin.
Yeah.
The man is just saying.
Wouldn't be the holiday without
him. No way. Not ever.
It is 8:55.
Yeah, right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to want to talk to you if you work for the TSA. I'd love to speak with somebody who actually has to do these hand searches or run these machines that make you naked when you walk through the airport. Or if you have recently been felt up, as Kevin has.
They don't want to hear from you. They don't make you naked. It's not like they blow your clothes off.
No.
When you walk out, hey, where did my clothes go?
I'm nude. No, but they're looking at your naked body in the image. So we're going to discuss that and catch up on what's new with the Don't Touch My Junk guy. Coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening?
They only make you naked if you're the kind of guy who spanks it to x-rays. You know what I mean? It's not real naked. It's not like hot naked.
We'll discuss. There's a way to easily turn those into positives, not negatives, too. And then they look pretty damned realistic. It is pretty much like looking at a naked body.
All right.
So,
all right. You just Photoshop it. You're fine.
That's right. Oh, good news. Jamie and Lynn Spears are finally getting back together after all these years. The
Britney's
mom and
parents?
Dad of Britney, yes.
Oh, no.
Parents of Britney and Jamie Lynn and son Brian are back together, according to People magazine. They could not be more in love.
Okay.
To keep in mind, this is 8 years after their divorce. And that back in 2002, Britney said their divorce was the best thing that ever happened to my family.
Oof.
Hmm.
So apparently the kids aren't too crazy about the fact that mom and dad are getting back together again. Because that just means more moonshine and ass whippings.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, back in the trailer park. No good can come from it. Get me a Switch, girl. You don't want to hear those words. Pink still won't tell anybody that she's pregnant. But it's kind of the worst-kept secret in Hollywood right now. Jillian Barbary from the local show here, Good Day LA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God, is she awful.
Well, sound down.
She tweeted congratulations to Pink.
Good. Good.
Apparently, she was someplace with Carrie Hart, and he mentioned it to her, and she tweeted it to all of her followers that Pink was pregnant. So, that's the kind of friend you get in her.
She has had a lot of photos taken of her, though.
Pink with the belly?
Yeah.
Well, she could be just getting fat. I mean, she's not pregnant. She doesn't look huge.
Right.
She looks just puffy.
Right, but it's not a surprise anymore.
Wait, Puff Daddy and pregnant?
Never mind. Gilligan.
Okay, explain the pink.
Hottest news of the week. Robert Pattinson. And Jason Statham got into a bar fight over Kristen Stewart.
Oh, what? My God. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, Jason hit on Kristen.
No.
Yeah, you're looking pretty good there, Kristen Stewart.
And Rob Pattinson stepped into the plate and reportedly said, I think you've had enough time with her. Next thing you know, blows were thrown.
Bows to the dome?
Love bows it. To the dome. Her head.
Robert Pattinson's dead?
That's a good question.
He must be, because Jason Statham could kill Robert Pattinson with one finger.
The only problem is, apparently this never happened.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Was it a movie?
No, it was a complete fabrication that swept through the internet this week, but Rob Pattinson's representative said he hasn't been in Los Angeles for a while. The fight reportedly took place here.
Yeah. Aww.
Jason Statham's rep said he's not in L.A. either. So either these guys looked like these guys, or someone made this up out of whole cloth to put on the internet, and we all bought it.
I knew it was completely false when you said they were fighting over Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, true.
Well, with her personality, given, you can see why they both fell in love with her.
She's maybe the fight was, you take her. I don't want her. You take her.
No, I don't want her. No, you got
I don't want to sleep with her. You sleep with her.
if you're Statham's publicist, you immediately go out and you dispel that rumor. Yeah. Okay. But if you're Robert Pattinson's, you'd let that one ride.
Of course.
Right? You're like, you hope someone believes it.
Yes, he did fight.
It ups your man quotient, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but not enough for him.
Yeah. He'd have to fight all the Expendables in order to come off like more of a man. Oh, good news, especially for Omar. You know, Darren Criss is the actor who was the lead singer in the Teenage Dream sequence in Glee last week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's the all-male school.
Kurt's new boyfriend, right?
Yeah. He did so well and got such a strong fan reaction that Fox has given him a regular role in the series. You'll be seeing more of Blaine, the prep school Glee Club member.
Mm-hmm.
There's also talk that perhaps Blaine could become a love interest for Kurt, but more importantly, Darren Criss has a regular gig now over there on Glee, on Fox.
Good for him.
He seemed fine
for
that
role. I thought
he
was good, yeah.
He was good. I'm just saying. Omar loved him, I know, so he'll be happy to see him in more
Omar's
episodes.
Happy with everything they do, though. You know?
Omar can't wait for tomorrow's Glee Cap, where he reviews Glee plus Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes! Rumor has it, by the way, it's been leaked in the press that Sue Sylvester will be getting married sometime this season.
To the Beast?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
And reportedly, she will get wed in a white jumpsuit, one of those sweatsuits that she wears, her legendary trademark sweatsuit. So that at least they're keeping her character true to form. Today's celebrity birthday is Mark Helgenberger. Really, an ugly name for a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She really should have changed that. She should have changed it to
both Mark
Lois
and Helgenberger.
Labia. That would be much prettier. She is 52 years old today. Lisa Bonet celebrates her 43rd birthday. Martha Plimpton, you know her on that hot TV series Raising Hope. It's a big success, by the way. Hmm. Kevin, you should watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's very funny.
Oh, no, it's good.
It's brought to you by the people who created My Name is Earl, which was a funny show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's 40 years old today. You're not going to watch, are you?
No, that's great.
You're not going to watch.
It's good.
You're not going to watch, right?
Love it.
What does it take to get you to watch?
I love it.
How many shows do I tell you about, and then you say, you know what, I watched that show you told me about, and wow, it's really good. I'm glad you told me about it.
The ones that I watch are good,
yeah,
like you say.
Right.
The ones that I haven't watched, I can't vouch for.
Well, watch them. That's what I'm saying.
But is Kevin still not watching Boardwalk Empire?
I'm behind on it.
By behind, you mean?
He's not watching it at all.
Never seen any of the episodes.
I saw the first episode.
I'm just saying, don't even waste your breath on Raising Hope if he's not watching Boardwalk Empire. He's got a lot of ground to make up.
No way.
TV
viewing. Not ever.
Not ever.
Watch Avatar.
Yeah, right.
Avatar again.
You missed Captain Knots. Captain Ty and Knots. Maggie Gyllenhaal's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Black Keys right there. Maybe the band I'm most excited about seeing on the just announced night number 2 of the Almost Acoustic Christmas concert. I love those guys and their records so much, but I've never seen them live, so I can't wait. Get all the details online, of course. Got to talk about the TSA. They've been in the news quite a lot lately, and especially with next week being travel week, the start of the busy holiday season, there's going to be a lot of people going to airports who maybe haven't been in a while. Kevin, you just went down to Mexico.
Yes.
And you practically cheated on your wife just getting to and from that country.
It was
right?
Bizarre. We got, you know, and it's funny because I said to my wife, there must be some heightened, you know,
there was actually
threat assessment or something because of that the package that had radiological matter in Yemen.
The cargo planes. That's
right.
What happened because I went the week before you.
Yeah.
To the same place, and I didn't have the same experience.
I got searched, and this is coming back to the United States, by the way. So they shouldn't care, right? I'm leaving their country.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So I got searched at the where you put your stuff through, right there. I got searched there, pulled over, aside, hand searched. Then they at the gate, they pulled me aside. I don't know if I had the
Not
look
Not everyone?
No, just me. And did an extensive hand search. And by extensive, I mean, you know, happy ending. And then
they certainly could have bought you a drink at that point,
right.
Really, just to make it seem like it wasn't just an assault, right?
And then in Cabo, you know, you have to walk down to the ground, and then you walk out to the plane. Down at the bottom of the stairs, I got hand searched
again.
Wow. Again.
What the hell?
In Mexico, do they have these controversial body scanners at all yet? Or
no? No,
no. No, they don't have anything down there. Nothing.
Yeah, they are still moving luggage to the plane on a donkey. That's true. They maybe don't have all the latest airport technology.
They just take a photo of you. That's all. They can't see through any of your clothes or anything. They just have a camera there and they go, smile. That's it.
It's a Polaroid. I don't know what good it does anybody.
They're very thorough with their hand searches.
Wow.
It does sound like it. Now, the reason
this I'm satisfied, I'll tell you that.
The reason this has been so much in the news is because now there are travelers who are starting to revolt. They're starting to push back on the TSA and saying, look, I don't want to go through your body scanner where you practically see me naked. That's too much. I should not have to be seen naked in order to fly. And additionally, you can't be running your hands up and down my legs and under my dress and everywhere else that you want to do that.
Here's what they do. They tell you, because I know because I'm experienced, they turn the hand around so it's the back of their hand that's touching as if like that's going to help.
Meaning they don't enjoy it. Right, they're not having fun either. Supposed to say.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't feel the same thing with the back of your hand as you do with the front.
Well, right. And right.
So the guy who's
but they're thorough. I mean, you know the underwear bomber. They check.
Right. Yep.
They check.
The guy who everyone's talking about right now is a software engineer who, by the way, seems like a little bit of a douchebag.
He's a douchebag.
I don't know if you've seen this guy John Tyner being interviewed or not, but he uploaded a cell phone video. So the audio quality on this is not very good. But basically, they're trying to hand search him, and he's threatening to have them arrested if they end up touching his private
parts. Don't touch my junk.
Let's hear a little bit of this guy.
The confrontation between a California man and TSA officials in San Diego has gone viral this morning. 31-year-old software engineer John Tyner was going on a hunting trip with his father-in-law on Saturday. He refused that full body scan, and then he turned his cell phone video camera on, recording this exchange with security agents.
All right. Do you have anything in your pockets?
I don't think so. They had me take it all out.
They're going to be doing a standard pat down on you today, using my hands going like this.
All right. Body.
So he explains to him a standard pat down using my hand like this. He shows him the back of his hand.
Also, we're going to be doing a groin check.
Ooh, a groin check. Yes.
That means I'm going to place my hand on your hip, the other hand on your inner thigh, slowly go up and slide down.
Okay.
You can do that. Two times in the front.
All right.
Two times in the back.
Up and down. What's this guy talking about now all of a sudden? Two times in the front.
Pretty thorough.
What's happening?
Worried about getting a little excited
over
that. All right. We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Actually,
All right, now everything's changed when you're with the TSA. Here's the thing about having you arrested. You don't say that because then they...
And you can't do that.
And you can't do that.
We're going to have a supervisor here
because you said that.
What, was this guy afraid people were going to see him in the machine naked?
I don't know, but...
What's his deal?
Look, you can not go through that thing and they hand search you. That's how it works.
I think I'd rather go through that thing.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's no different.
And it's a guy.
Look,
he's a weenie.
He's a weenie. He's a douchebag looking for... He knew...
Yeah, clearly.
They really have stepped it up, though. I mean, it really is good now.
Well, we want to take some calls. We want to take some calls if you've been through the thorough search like Kevin has or have had some incident with the body scanning machine. We want to hear about that at 1-800-520-1067. I particularly would love to hear from the TSA people who are working at the airports, people who are on the front lines who are dealing with this. Look, it's not your fault. I mean, you're doing exactly what you're being asked to do. If you don't do it this way, you're going to get fired. I understand it's not coming from you. It's coming all the way from the top of Homeland Security. And by the way, I think people have some legitimate concerns. I think we all want the skies to be safe. We all want there to be some sort of a search process. I can understand why people are uncomfortable to a certain degree with both of this kind of...
Well, they need to loosen up.
Maybe they do.
It's actually quite fun.
But the head of Homeland Security, what's her name, that good-looking Janet Napolitano, she says, look, if people don't like it, they don't have to fly. I mean, that's basically... Her message is basically, F you, then drive. Drive to Mexico if you don't want to go through the searching process.
That's what you want. You want to go through head-cutting country? Go ahead.
And I'll tell you one other thing. And again, 1-800-520-1067 if you can and want to weigh in on this. One other thing, and this disturbs me greatly. Who knows how much of this is media generated or if there really is some sort of grassroots revolt. But I have heard people talking about, and there's a Facebook page in the whole deal, about trying to intentionally screw things up on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving next week.
Well, that's a great idea.
Good thinking.
Great idea,
trying to get home.
Good thinking.
And they're, and the request, what they're trying to do is get everybody to refuse to go through the scanner so that everybody has to be hand searched, which adds several minutes to every single passenger getting through, which now, basically just means huge bottleneck and most people
and
will miss
your
most
planes.
But wait, right, that's just revolting against the scanner, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's so, less invasive than the hands. I'll tell you that right now.
So what do you think? Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067, particularly if you're TSA. We'd love to talk to you when we come back on the Kevin DeVito Show. Here's the headline from CNN.com. TSA, despite objections, all passengers must be screened. Black passengers, white passengers, all must be screened. Talking about the Thanksgiving holiday travel day next week, there are people who claim they are going to protest because they're just not satisfied with the body scanners. Some people not crazy about the getting felt up when they're traveling
that's the
these days, too.
You got to do one or the other.
I
know.
You got
to do one or the other,
so
or you don't get to get on the plane.
If
exactly.
you don't do the scan, then you do have to get felt up. And I got to tell you something. It is a little invigorating or depressing, depending on, you know, when you get a grip load of balls. I mean, that's good or bad. It can't be average.
You're not allowed to talk about grip little balls because they're a surprise for night one.
Oh, sorry.
Let's talk to Sarah real quick on line six. She apparently is a flight attendant and has something to say about this. Sarah, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for holding on. What's going on?
Oh, you're welcome. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, so I've been flying for about 10 years now. In the last couple years, it's gotten a little ridiculous. I get felt up almost every time I have to go to work. It's
all right.
Nice. Yeah.
So would you rather have the metal detector? I mean, that machine? Would you rather
do
that?
Body scanner?
Personally, I'd rather have the machine because then I wouldn't really have somebody touching me.
I think I would, too.
Now, it is women that do women, right?
Usually, but sometimes, I don't know, those girls look a little scary.
You know, this is really interesting. I'm surprised to hear this from, when I'm at the airport, it seems to me like, yeah, you do go through security, but they basically just wave the airline employees through, it seems like. I didn't realize that they are that diligent about people who are actually going to be on the planes working there.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has to go through and get screened. Yeah, everybody has to go through the screen.
So you choose the scanner instead of getting felt up?
For the most part, I try to, unless I have like something that I'm not supposed to have in my bag, and then they really check me.
Sure. It's awesome that I'm going to go online and order pictures of your scanner photos. I'm going to order some copies. Have them sent to my house. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Let's try Mike. If I'm not mistaken, he's calling us from Florida today. Mike, is that right? Are you listening online?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in L.A.
Oh, you're in L.A., but from Florida. Okay, great. What happened to you, dude?
Okay, well, I'm a truck driver, so a truck broke down in Florida. I'm on the plane. Not on the plane. I'm in the airport getting ready to get on the plane. I'm running a little late. I had to use the restroom, so I figured I'd just go on the plane after we took off.
Right.
Well, what happened was I'm going to the line to get through. I had two pennies in my back pocket. I took out all my change, my keys, wallet, everything. And I had two pennies in one of my back pocket. I completely forgot they were there. Mm-hmm. And the machine went off, beep, beep. Two guys come over to me and tell me, hey, you know what? We're going to go ahead and put you through the body scanner. They didn't give me a choice if they wanted to seal me up or throw me through the scanner or nothing.
Right.
They just said, okay, stand in this little, you know, stand here and then we're going to visually search you. I said, okay, cool. I figured it'd take 2 seconds. They'll find the pennies, you know, whatever. I'll get on the plane. Well, it didn't work out like that. I had to use the restroom, mind you, so they seen what, you know, apparently that there was something there.
Oh!
And, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Hold the show.
So the body scanner saw something natural in your body in the image, and they wanted to investigate that further, thinking that you had stuffed something in there?
Bingo, yes.
No way.
Dude.
No way.
No way.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst story I've ever heard.
Awesome. So how do they do that?
So what happened is they've seen that they were there, and I'm explaining to them I have to use the restroom, but my plane's about to take off. I need to get to my plane. They said, "Well, we're gonna have to verify, you know, that you're telling the truth." So they stick me in a room with about three guys, three TSA agents. They make me strip down to my boxers, and they physically search me to make sure that I was telling the truth.
Wow!
You had a prostate exam.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I tell you what, I bet you they all went outside for a cigarette after that.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Oh,
wow!
Satisfying. Can you believe what that guy let us do? No,
oh,
I can't.
And then not only that, but nobody was listening to me. I didn't even get a choice on what I had to say or nothing.
Yeah,
I
mean, of course
like,
not.
Excuse me,
that's unbelievable.
Can I just go to the restroom, give me 30
all right, got that.
Me.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. That's the first time I've ever heard that angle on this story. Thank you very much for calling. Let's talk to John. Not his real name, but I appreciate him calling in because he works for TSA. I imagine this, all these new regulations being handed down from Big Sis, as they're calling her, must be making your life hell.
Hey, John. It's definitely interesting to hear all the views and opinions from the public, that's for sure.
What is it like from your vantage point? You have to use the back of your hand, the whole thing. Are you extra careful because of everybody complaining?
I just do my job. You know, there's procedures, and as long as I follow the procedures, I know that my agency is behind me. So it's something that needs to be done. A lot of people seem to forget about why we are doing this, and I have a hard time, the whole revolt that you guys were talking about earlier, and people saying, no, I'm not going to do this.
That does seem odd to me, too. Yeah.
But I don't think that people are forgetting why you're doing it. It's just that the scanning process before somebody gets on a plane doesn't seem to be what's foiling any of these terrorist plots. The thing in Yemen with the toner cartridge, that's because somebody talked. The shoe bomber guy was found out after he was already on
underwear
the plane.
Underwear bomber
was already on the plane. I mean, it doesn't seem like the part that you're doing in the airport is what's catching these things from getting on the plane.
But if they'd had the body scanner, wouldn't they have caught him?
Yeah, I think so.
Something you have to think about, though, is the packages that came from Yemen and the individual, the underwear bomber from Christmas, where did these flights originate from? They, except for Richard Reed, but they all originated overseas.
Right.
And TSA is not an international.
Of course they're not. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you, John. And I know I speak for a lot of people when I say this. And this is no disrespect to you at all, because I'm sure you're doing a great job. We don't trust the government, and we believe the government is incompetent. Both of those things are true.
Yeah.
When they come out and say, hey, body... No, let me finish. When they come out and say, hey, body scanners, but don't worry, it's impossible. It's physically impossible to save these photos. And then we see there's an airport in Florida that has 30,000 of those photos saved. We realize you're either... The TSA is either lying to us, or they don't know what they're doing. That's what concerns people.
Right, and I understand that. And I'm not saying the government doesn't lie to you. However, the people on the floor, they're there to do a job. And you got to remember that they're not making the policies. This
right.
is
right.
DC that's yeah. making
okay.
the policies.
Let me ask you one more question, though. And this goes to Kevin's point about the roughed up treatment he got down there in Mexico.
Hey, I didn't say it was roughed up. I said I enjoyed it.
You're following policy, but you've got a little discretion as to how much you touch the leg and how high up on the leg you go. I mean, you've got some room to play with that, don't you, John?
Yes, they do. And they did.
This is my problem with the audio snippet from the guy in San Diego.
You don't touch my junk or I'll have you arrested?
If I were to say to someone, I'm going to do a groin check, that sounds a bit intrusive to me.
Right. You mean you would have never said that?
I think we lost him. Damn
it. They got him.
Cut the line.
I don't know who they, but they got him. That's what he gets for talking and speaking out, man.
Oh, they killed him.
Damn you, George
Bush. Thought was John. Oh, what a bummer. So I guess it's cool, right?
Great news, Ralph. Eagles just scored another one. Just scored another touchdown. What am I hearing now? What's going on?
Fan.
Is this the fan? Ralph moved the fan. He's going to sit on it to do the showbiz report?
It's so hot.
It's 100 degrees in here.
It's so hot.
We haven't mentioned this today, but when...
What?
We haven't... First thing this morning when we came in, and by we, I mean everyone who's not Bean, it was 80 degrees in the studio because of some malfunction with the air conditioner and the heating system. And apparently it has gone up about 10 degrees every hour since we've been on the air. Am I right?
We know we're not digging ditches. We have a great job. But it is like a sweat lodge in here.
Oh,
I've lost weight.
It's 90 degrees for sure.
So we got to have the fan on. What do you want us to do?
Kind of hard to hold the showbiz report, though.
Yeah,
that's really
hot. It is blowing right on your report.
Yes.
It's a little bit distracting, though, all that noise to be able to hear what Ralph is saying.
I can't.
What? Huh? Maybe you can just move the fan back a little bit. There you go.
That's better. Although Ralph's papers are still flying.
move this fan just a touch.
Time for the showbiz beat.
There we go.
That's right.
That's it?
That's all he
has
in
trying to get my papers straightened out here.
Too many papers.
Adeline McCord and Kellen Lutz, of course, famously were dating at one point while they were working together on Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Then they broke up, but apparently, they're back together again. British tabloid The London Sun
has photos of them doing the walk of shame, leaving a low-budget motel in Southern California yesterday morning.
All right.
Fantastic.
That's
hot.
That's like, oh, I can't even wait to get you back to my house. We have to go here to the Motel 6.
They can't find a nice hotel? Aren't they rich?
They should be by now.
Hmm.
But apparently they wanted to knock it out dirty style. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So good for them.
Maybe you've got a sex position in mind that requires too much cleanup after the fact, and you don't want to have to deal with that at home.
Especially when you're bringing a Palomino.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Embarrassing photos are the order of the day. Miley Cyrus has some splaining to do. Star Magazine has a photo of the 17-year-old star drinking a Corona.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. How disappointing.
Friends say she's been drinking a lot since her parents split up. Look, if my dad did Achy Breaky Heart, I'd be drinking too, trust me.
Kidding.
If he was responsible for that song, I'd be mainlining. Whatever it took, I'd be chasing the dragon. You know what I'm saying? I'd be calling China white.
Hey!
TBS and TNT have started production on 4 new pilots for the fall already.
All right.
One of which is a TV remake of Dallas.
Yes.
Remember the old show Dallas with J.R. Ewing and those people, and
yep.
Dallas and Oil and Dallas.
I remember it existed.
Yeah.
I remember there was some huge cliffhanger. That's all I know.
I didn't really
about.
Watch. Someone shot JR. That's all I remember.
That's
someone,
what it was? Yeah.
Who shot JR was the
I don't know.
Do
we need it back now?
No, we don't.
All right.
There had been talk of doing a big budget, big screen version of it for a long time. But apparently they've abandoned those plans, and now they're just going to do a TV version. But
hey, Mike, the fan's all on Ralph. Go over there and get it for us. Move it a little this way. You know what I'm saying?
Three other dramas.
You won't notice.
Are the usual stuff. Police drama. Good. We need one of those.
Yes.
Haven't seen those in a while. A show called Perception, which features an eccentric neuroscientist who uses his unique outlook to help federal government solve cases.
Hmm.
What? I'm glad to see an eccentric somebody helping the authorities solve something. You don't really see that too often.
So this is Monk, The Mentalist, House, Lie to Me. This is all of those shows rolled into one.
It
Fringe.
Is. Right. And a cop who uses 3 hyper-smart geniuses from a private think tank to solve cases.
What? It's every show that's on
How
right
many
now.
Geniuses are out there?
There are a lot of geniuses.
And why are they all solving crimes? Shouldn't they build jetpacks and work on cold fusion and solving AIDS and stuff?
And fixing the air conditioner here at the Kevin Bean Show?
The air conditioner's frozen.
It's frozen.
What?
It's frozen.
Can we get some of that freezing in here?
No, it's frozen up. It's all frozen. So we got no air conditioning for you. The air conditioner's too cold. It's frozen.
So, Lisa, you're not helping me, dude. Come on
the,
now.
The maintenance guy brought in a photograph of the air conditioning unit. No joke, Ralph, that literally was in a block of ice.
Yeah, it's encased in ice.
It's frozen.
Oh, nice, yes.
And you know how I'm always bitching that there isn't enough Michael Keaton in the world?
Yes, you love him, right?
I love Michael Keaton. He is one of my favorite actors of all time. And he's, for some reason, stopped working.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago. The occasional small film role here and there. All right, nothing's being blown up the walls.
All right, listen, the whole studio's falling apart. Forget it, Mike. Forget it.
He was in The Other Guys, the cop movie recently, in a small role in that. But I miss Michael Keaton starring and stuff.
He sort of did just quit.
He did. It's weird. We got to get him on the phone. Say, what's up with you, Michael Keaton?
All right, let's do it.
Anyway, the good news is...
Let's not book it yet.
He has just finished a deal with HBO. It's an overall deal, which is what they call it in the business when you sort of... you know, you're developing a bunch of different projects, not one thing specifically.
Right.
But he will be an executive producer, director, and star in a series of projects for HBO.
Wow. Well,
deal includes a series that Keaton will star in for HBO coming up soon. So it looks like he's getting back to work, which is very exciting. And it is great news. According to insiders, Jane Lynch, who plays Sue Sylvester on Glee, that character will be getting married sometime this season.
Okay.
And Jane Lynch will be wearing her traditional tracksuit as a gown.
White tracksuit?
Yes. The mystery partner hasn't been revealed yet, but Jane says the nuptials will be freaking weird and promises that audiences will love it.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it's a dream sequence or something, but it's in the works.
She must love it. She goes to work and she puts on a tracksuit every day.
How comfortable is she?
Yeah.
She gets all the funny lines.
You know, she's a lesbian. They like to be comfortable.
We all like to be comfortable, dude.
I know, but lesbians, they love it.
But wait, here's the thing. When you first did the story, I thought, I wonder if she's marrying a man or a woman. But on the show, she seems very predatory toward men. She's not a lesbian on the show.
No.
So why did it...
Oh, that's true,
what are you talking about? Why is everyone up in my grill?
Because you said
we're not
lesbian.
In your grill. You said she's a lesbian.
They said Jane
really
Lynch is so lucky.
Oh,
you're saying to work wear a tracksuit.
You mean the actress in real life?
Well,
okay,
that's
gotcha.
Who we were talking about.
Right, but
Jane
I thought
Lynch.
We were. Okay.
Lisa said it must be so great for Jane Lynch. She gets to go to work and wear a tracksuit.
Got
it. I said lesbians love to be comfortable.
I misunderstood. I take the blame. It was my error. I was confused between the actress and the character that she plays on the TV.
Just get off.
See, because she's a lesbian in real life, I was thinking maybe she's going to marry a woman on the show. But then I thought that doesn't make sense because she's hetero on the show.
That's a conversation you had in your own brain. Had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
That's why I'm taking the blame.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
That's fair. I accept your score.
You're right. Mr. Talking Captain Talks a Lot. Today's celebrity birthday is Mark Helgenberger. She is 52 years old today. Lisa Bonet of The Cosby Show is 43 years old. Martha Plimpton celebrates her 40th birthday. She is a very talented actress. She was recently on Fringe. She was on Fringe last season. She's currently on Raising Hope. She's real good. 40 years old, Maggie Gyllenhaal celebrates her 33rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have our friend Jimmy Kimmel on the program talking about National Unfriend Day.
Oh, gosh. Hack.
We have Omar's Glee Cap. He loves that show so much. He really does.
Gwyneth Paltrow tonight as the substitute teacher.
Horrible.
Yeah. We have Internet Roundup tomorrow.
Mike, Gwyneth Paltrow is a fine actress, by the way. I don't know why you think she would be bad on this.
A cups hit navel. I hate.
She's a good actress.
She is a good actress.
Yeah.
But not hot.
No.
And she's very hot.
No. Mark Valley will be on the program tomorrow. He's the Human Target.
That is my birthday present
from the world
to me.
Really?
The return of Human Target. I have missed that show so freaking much.
I like it more than I should as well.
Oh, so good.
Aziz Ansari on tomorrow's show.
Hey.
And we have Kat Von D on tomorrow's show.
Oh,
wow. Come on now. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Hey, don't go away. Kat Corbett is coming up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, and she will continue to give you details about K-Rock's night number 2, just announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show, so stick around for that. Also, My Chemical Romance will be part of the mix. She's got some Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beastie Boys, Kings of Leon, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.